With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Hey, hey. Really the only thing that gon' be normal is distribution. Normal folks gon' infuse some. Optimize your lineups and you feed the rest, you mute them. Turning it up, these numbers are loud. Peeping this game from a nimbus is wild. Making it rain while I embrace all this risk, I'm insane. Talking about that best bill, I'm the best till. Into the next world, guess I got next still. Best bill, I'm the best rest till. Into the next world, guess I got next still.
And welcome to the Best Bell Fantasy Football Podcast and live stream. I'm Bradley Stalder. We'll have special guest coming on later tonight. And it's been a wild NFL draft. We are only a few picks into the draft, and we've seen some wild things happen. First overall, that's not as wild. Bryce Young goes to the Panthers. But at number two, and this was a very recent trend just today, C.J. Stroud goes number two to the Houston Texans. But that's where things start to get weird. At number three, the Arizona Cardinals trade out of three, and the Houston Texans move up from 12 to 3 with the Cardinals, with other picks, of course, involved. But the Texans get Will Anderson. And the Cardinals get a first-round pick in 2024, and that's going to be, frankly, a disaster for Houston and great for Arizona. This was exactly what Arizona needed to make that move. And now at four, perhaps, you know, the biggest fantasy football rookie quarterback contributor, the possible 101 in super flex rookie drafts, Anthony Richardson, goes to the Indianapolis Colts, and that's going to be a beautiful thing for fantasy for sure. At five, we saw Devin Witherspoon go off to the Seattle Seahawks in a snipe of what was heavily anticipated to be the Detroit Lions selection at six, but instead it's Tariq Woolen and it's Devin Witherspoon at corner. And then since the snipe happened, the Detroit Lions traded out of six down to 12 with the Houston Texans, and also received a second round pick from the Arizona Cardinals. So the Cardinals could get Paris Johnson. Now we are on the clock. We're going to add this to the stream, and we see this right here. The Cardinals selected Paris Johnson. Now on the clock, Las Vegas Raiders. So we'll see who the Raiders select, but it's going to be, you know, pretty crazy. Jose's asking this question. Please explain why the Texans traded up to the three pick. Because they're a bad organization. Because they make stupid decisions. Because they don't have a grasp of their team and their team needs. Just a massive mistake. So explain why it's that they're a bad team, that they're poorly run. Nick Caserio has proven time and again that he makes mistakes and he can't learn from them and he can't get significant pieces. Like, yeah. So I think it's a massive mistake trading up 2-3 when you can't have both. You know, you trade to get them. No, that's good. That's such a mistake. That's such a mistake. I get that they want to fill needs on both sides of the ball, for sure. And Will Anderson, a very complete player, a top-tier prospect. We were mocking him 1 and 2 and 3 possibilities. Just depends on who was there, but definitely the top defensive prospect. But yeah, the trading away that 2024 first is such a mistake. It is a terrible, this is why bad teams stay bad, because they mortgage the future for plays like that, and they don't have a grasp of how good their team is. So that's why they traded up to the 3 pick, is because they're a bad team. Like, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that I'm wrong. Come at me, please. So Jose is asking also, why does every analyst believe Richardson will play most of the season when he's a raw prospect? He is a raw prospect. Well, no, I wouldn't say raw. I think one of the ways to describe him is inexperienced. He just hasn't worked with, you know, these NFL coaches, NFL ready coaches. I mean, you think of Florida, right? Not producing NFL ready quarterbacks. That's just not the case. And given his skill set, there are questionable things on tape. But Shane Steichen picks him, and you could see Jalen Hurts 2.0. Like, I think that could be the route for Anthony Richardson. I think this is a great selection, frankly, by the Indianapolis Colts. I love, love, love this pick at 4 for fantasy and for real life. Because remember, Jalen Hurts was selected in the 2nd round, was viewed as a raw prospect who couldn't throw very well, but who could run and use his legs to keep defenses honest. And I think that moving the offensive coordinator from Philadelphia over to be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts with a plan, this is the right move. This is the right move. So I think that you should consider Anthony Richardson at the 101 in your Dynasty Superflex drafts. Is he the automatic? No. I think Bijan Robinson is reasonably in this conversation as well. But for right now, Anthony Richardson should be in strong consideration given the development that can be in place for him. Gardner Minshew is in Indy. And if you want a less raw play, Minshew mania, let's go. I'm here for all of the Gardner Minshew love at the beginning of the year. And then Mike Clay has projected Anthony Richardson to play for 14 games. And that's not surprising given the trajectory of top 3, top 4 picks historically in the NFL. We see these types of players play the majority of the season. So I get that there's concerns that he's a raw prospect. I wouldn't characterize him that way. Just inexperienced. And if he can level up some of his perfect RAS athletic ability, then we're talking about a quarterback who can break fantasy. Like, we were talking about Lamar Jackson possibly breaking fantasy. Anthony Richardson in 2 or 3 years could be doing that as well. When you have a strong arm, you've got athleticism that's never been seen before in the quarterback position. And you can run. Like, I want as much Anthony Richardson as I can get in my best ball drafts. Looking at some of the FFPC drafts that I was in, one of them most recently that I did, I grabbed Anthony Richardson as my quarterback 2. This is in best ball. Let's see. I drafted 5 FFPC so far. Gardner Minshew, I do have in one of them, but I drafted him as my quarterback 3/4. Let's see. And yeah, I have Jalen Hurts and Geno Smith in that other one. So let me look at drafters and see where Anthony Richardson is falling for my player exposures. But there's also some of these drafts that haven't finished yet, and Richardson is very much on the board. Yeah, so I haven't gotten to him in a lot of the other drafts. So let's see. I think Richardson may play half of the season. That's possible. I would say probably between 9 and 14 games. But he's going to play more than half the season. He's going to play more than half the season. Yeah, and Jose says the Texan GM should be fired. Yes, this is a fireable offense. This is terrible. Okay. The Texans GM should be run out of town for this selection, this trade. Trading your 2024 first when you are not a needle moved team. Like, CJ Stroud is good, but who is he throwing to? Who is he going to throw to? You already traded your 12 pick. You're not going to get JSN. Are you going to be able to get your I don't know. I haven't even been able to keep track of who has which picks now. Let me go to the rounds. It's round two. Yeah, the Lions have pick 34 now. So that's not going to work. So that's a problem, is that the Texans now don't have anyone CJ Stroud can really throw to other than, well, maybe this is good news for Nico Collins. You have to think. And good news for Robert Woods, fantasy managers. Those two picks. All right. Yeah, so Paris Johnson there at 6. I don't think that's a great pick, but fine. Like, I'm okay. I don't hate it as much as, you know, it could be. If the rumors are true that Paris Johnson was going to be picked at 3, then it was really savvy for the Arizona Cardinals to just get another first round pick. All right. Let's see if I can extend this a little bit further. Tyree Wilson for the Raiders is there as well. That pick just went off the board a few minutes ago. And let me update the, let me do some updates here. Okay. The Eagles have traded up to get the Falcons pick. That's news. And what was I also looking up? Nevertheless, Jose says we can ruin a player if you put him in if he's not ready year one. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Anthony Richardson is going to be able to hold his own in year one. He's just going to you have a plan. If you draft a player like Anthony Richardson, you have a plan in place for what you want to do to develop him. You know that Gardner Minshew is most likely going to beat him out. And we get the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson. Is that true? I don't think that's true. Man, this is not updated. Come on. Let's go DraftCast.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Bread aisle, are you ready to rock? Dave's Killer Bread is the country's number one organic bread for a reason. Always delivering killer taste, killer texture, and killer nutrition. This isn't bread. This is bread amplified.
Yes. So Bijan Robinson does go to the Atlanta Falcons. Hey, I have 3 picks in the first 8, correct. So I'll take that. I got Bryce Young, number 1. I got Will Anderson, number 3. And now Bijan Robinson to the Atlanta Falcons. Woof. Man, this is going to be one heck of an interesting distillery here. and how we're going to get through. Oh, man. Yeah, if I were the Falcons, like, you got to just trade Tyler Allgeier if you're going to do that. Man, the Falcons have used their past three first-round draft picks on Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and now Bijan Robinson. This is such a ceiling-limiting play for immediately fantasy. Like, that's so problematic. Jose says John Mechie too. Yeah, but John Mechie is coming off of a torn ACL, plus he's coming back from cancer. Like, he was a second-round pick, but you have to think that it's going to take a little bit for him to get back to game speed. So John Mechie is possible. Penny stock is down. I don't know if that's true. We do have Bijan going eight. I don't see the Philadelphia Eagles. They might trade up to go get Jalen Carter here. They have the Bears pick now at nine. Yeah, immediately Bijan now becomes a massive weapon for the Desmond Ridder-led Atlanta Falcons. Just the rush rates are so high that that's limiting for the Drake Londons and Kyle Pitts of the world. You hate to see it. You really do hate to see it. All right, the pick is in for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's got to be Jalen Carter. That's my guess. I mean, a lot of people have mocked Jalen Carter to the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. Josh Larkey's so funny. He said the Falcons were running back away from getting that Super Bowl. Now they've got Bijan Robinson. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Yeah, I can't believe that is. The Eagles trade pick number 10 and a fourth-round pick next year to move up to 9. Smith is ruining fantasy football. Yeah, man, Arthur Smith is ruining all of fantasy for us. This is not good. All it took was a fourth-round pick to move up one spot. Wow, that's interesting. Not very much. Not very much. Okay, we'll see who the next pick is. Jalen Carter is probably the pick here. We'll see, though. I want to fade the Falcons players. Yeah, not a fan of this selection. It is what I had projected, but it's because bad teams stay bad. Once again, this is my mantra. This is what you need to trust. Bad teams stay bad. And it looks like Jalen Carter is going to be selected here at pick number 9. This is what I was listening to some talking heads, and they said that Jalen Carter would be the type of player that the Eagles would trade up to go get. So they have some nice defensive players, but they need to retool and refigure it to make another run at a Super Bowl. Jalen Carter, certainly a top tier talent, but there were some questions about his profile as well coming into the draft and character concerns, things like that. But the Eagles taking a chance on high upside defensive interior lineman out of Georgia, over 310 pounds, 6'3". So that's what is going to be the case here for number 9, Jalen Carter. All right, Mike Clay gives us his projections. 287 carries, over 1,200 rushing yards, 9 touchdowns, 42 receptions, over 300 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns. Woof. That's for Bijan Robinson at number 8 to Atlanta. These are some tough picks here, but I'll be 3 of 8 so far in the first round. The Bears obviously would not get Skoronski. Yeah, the only player that I have significantly missed on is Tyree Wilson. I had Tyree Wilson going number 12 to the Houston Texans in my last mock draft, but instead he went to the Raiders. Yep, Jalen Carter now up, and the Bears are on the clock. The Bears I had taking tackle Peter Skoronski at 9, so we'll see if the Bears are still in the market for offensive linemen to protect Justin Fields, or if they move down to 10 to take his former teammate Jackson Smith and Jigba. I think this is a little early for JSN, but it also wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if JSN is a pick here to the shower narrative runs strong. You know, that's what we've seen over the last few years is getting these quarterbacks and their pass catchers aligned. We saw it with Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Jalen Hurts, and Devonta Smith. I mean, it works. These are big time plays. So let's see here. Doing some updates. Yeah, Will Levis has fallen here. This is what I had kind of hoped for, frankly, is that there would be a Levis fall so that he is protected in his development. I think things at Kentucky last year were not so good. And I've been a fan of Will Levis in a lot of his game coming into the 2022 season. And then he looked bad. He made bad decisions. I thought that there were just ways in which on the tape, he made big plays, but he also made some mistakes. And so I think it would be better for him to play safely behind someone. But do the Lions take, you know, a falling Will Levis? I don't think so. Do the Titans let Will Levis fall in their laps? There was a lot of chatter about the Titans trading up earlier today, but at 11, that could be a reality. So the pick is in, and we will see what we get for the number 10 overall pick. The Chicago Bears. As I said, I projected Peter Skoronski out of Northwestern to be the pick. Skoronski, 6'4", 313. The number one tackle. And shoring up that offensive line for Justin Fields, it would be, I think, the number one priority. But we'll see if the Bears go that route or if they decide to continue with surrounding Justin Fields with some pass catchers. Like, I mean, there are some needs. So let's see here. Levis has fallen. We'll see if the fall ends anytime soon. Let's get the brand up. Trevor, how's it going?
This is wild, man. I love it. I love it. Absolute chaos. Love it. I if anybody's followed me or talked to me at all, they know how much I think of Jalen Carter, right? And I the Eagles stealing him there is just such a huge pick for them, right? Like, they knew the Bears were taking him. They only had to give up a fourth rounder to move up. Like,
just a fourth. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, especially after you watch what, you know, the Cardinals did to Houston for, right, the third pick. I mean, that was...
Oh, my God. I mean, like, what a bonehead move, right?
that my reference is really, that's like Herschel Walker 90s like Cowboys trade, like where they just robbed them and got all these extra picks. And then they move up and they get, you know, I call them fun size, right? They get Kyler. they get him a tackle, which, right, if anybody's ever watched a football game, the Cardinals need some offensive line help.
Especially coming off of an ACL tear. So
yeah, like, right, like they need him to stay in the pocket a little more. Like, just wild, right? Especially to, like who they got and how they did it. I'm Howie continues to be like the guy, right? And then
he does,
right? Because think about it, right? My Niners, you know, we're a little bored today, but
yeah, right? Unless you guys trade up a little bit, you know,
yeah. But we, you know, think about like Hargrave, right? Like we signed Hargrave, we take him from the Eagles, and then the Eagles, you know, last year they do what the Bears are doing this year, right? Like how the Bears, you know, are trading down and building all these picks, and they use that pick and they. For me, they took the best player in the draft.
Yeah.
I liken Carter to Laremy Tunsil. I think he had some off-field issues. I think it's a reality check. And I think there's a reason that Tunsil is now the highest paid offensive lineman in the league. And I think people look back and ask, why did Houston draft...
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Your Majesty, Sir Richard has arrived home from his quest.
Sir Richard, you've slayed the dragon, and for your boldness, a choice of fabulous rewards. Exotic pelts, rare gems, or riches the likes of which you've never seen. With more than 10 million in prizes, and the best odds of winning $300, should you choose them, ultimate riches await thee.
May thy boldness be rewarded with the new Ultimate Riches Scratcher from DC Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Draft Will, like, for me, when you look at him and you like listen to the tape and watch the tape, no other team ever said we have to stop him, right? Like, right. This is the guy we got to stop. Talk to anybody that played Georgia. Right? So what do you think so far? What's been your wildest moment for you?
Well, I think and maybe this is my bias living so close to Detroit, but I thought it was really savvy that the Lions picked up another second round pick after getting sniped on Devin Witherspoon. Because so many people had mocked Witherspoon 6 to the Lions, and now they move down a couple picks. This is just Brad Holmes being so smart about his selections, and you have to trust him because of all of the things he's gotten right so far. I think that was a sneaky move by the Lions to, well, they got kind of sniped there and then they tried to make the most out of it.
Yeah. I love it. Like, and you know, like that, I think them, right. They needed the help on defense. We know where they are offensively. It's interesting for me to see, but I agree. I think that's a good pick, and I'm really interested to watch. You know what the Bears do. You know, there it is. They took Darnell Wright.
Yeah,
great pick. Right, like that guy's a monster. I love that guy. I think that's a Justin Fields is a happy man right now.
He should be. If you know Paris Johnson was off the board, I thought that the tackles and guards would kind of fall a little bit.
Yeah,
but I had Darnell Wright going 24, so for him to move up that much. This was the next offensive lineman outside of Broderick Jones that I had in my most recent mock draft going. So Darnell Wright definitely going to be protecting Fields, and that's going to be a priority. It's got to be a priority for keeping him safe, given you know, he struggled as a passer a little bit. We'll see if he can get some weapons in round two or following.
I think they will. I mean, that was, you know, Fields was pressured something like 40-something percent of the time last season. He was the highest. I know he was the highest pressure. It was like 44, 45, somewhere in there. I remember, like, because I was doing some research earlier in the draft season, right? And he was, like, the highest highest guy. And interesting, like, how, I wonder how Jose, who's in the chat, was talking about how Levis is feeling right now. He's feeling like the, what's his name in that draft day.
Well, you have to think at 11, the Titans are going to take Will Levis, right? There's been so much chatter about them moving up today that for them to not take Levis here, I think that would be an eyebrow raise.
I would be. I mean, who's like, so now I got to start looking who's on the board. I got to pull all this up now. Like who's best left on the board. I got
to
pull up
Gonzalez,
list.
According to some places, Gonzalez. Yeah. I also, Skoronski go off.
I also love that Arthur Smith took Bijan. Like, like that's just, I mean, I get it. Go get right. Like, we know what you like to do. And I mean, take a generational talent, right? Like, he likes to run the ball. I mean, I think it was a terrible pick for what they need, but you know, they got what they need.
Bad teams stay bad, Trevor.
Oh, it's, you know, I'll say this, like, Cowboys fans, like, I don't think they're ever going to be good until Jerry's out of the way. Like, I don't think they're going to be elite again until Jerry's done. Like, that's who, you know, that's who it is. I'm trying to pull this up here.
Yeah, it's okay. There we go.
Had to get my dual screens going.
Look, I've got like this screen and then like share like half screens over here.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get, like get it all set up now, so it's I can see like what's there.
There are now reports that it's going to be a long night for Will Levis.
I bet earlier today I took the value, told everybody to take it under 4.5 quarterbacks in the first round.
Ooh.
I got it for plus money.
That's nice.
Yeah, I got it for plus 120 today. Like, the lines moved, and I'm retweeting us going here.
All right, Skoronski. Yeah, for those who are not familiar, Trev works now with Player Profiler, but also has done big work with Discipline Degen, and you've been crushing as of late, like absolutely annihilating. Like, I'm surprised that people are allowing you to bet right now.
I am limited at a lot of books, personally. I am. I'm straight up limited at a ton of books now. But our subs are doing great. I'm having the best month I've ever had. Like, I've told everybody, like, this isn't normal. Like, I'm trying to get like 6%. ROI. If I could turn 6%, I am very, very happy. I love baseball, and baseball is a grinder sport, and you can turn daily. And we have access to data in baseball now that you just never had before. Right. And that's what we have, I think, for football now, right? Is there's all this data. And I don't think what makes people elite now is creating the data per se. Like, there's really good, like, there's guys that are doing it, they're really good at it. It's learning how to analyze it, right? Like, you know, let's talk best ball, right? We're on the best ball fantasy football podcast, sure. Right? We saw what Underdog came out with. We saw what they, you know, what they said, what they wanted, you know, what the prize structure is. Anybody that's listening that tells you they know this is the way to draft this Underdog season. And humbly, I've made the finals every year in baseball and football. I haven't taken one down yet, but I understand game theory reasonably well. It's how you process the data, understanding roster construction, and you got to be different, right? Like, you can't just draft off the board. So it's it'll be interesting to see when some people just put out, this is what you normally do, and this is what's pass through rate has been. Well, none of that matters. There's an infinite number of possibilities. And so, like, you could play this season, right? Like, example, this is one of the first things that went in my head. I said, I think some people might not play for the playoffs. They right. might just play to try to win the top prize.
Right. And that's going to be a very interesting thing, that you may be in a room full of people who are split on strategy. You might be the only one who's trying to go for that with the two different strategies that are maybe competing, or maybe everyone in your draft is, you know, trying to, right. you know, win the season prize versus, you know, the tournament.
Wow. We got the pick in. The Lions got the pick in. Rip DeAndre Swift. Just bury me with DeAndre Swift. The Lions are taking Jahmyr Gibbs.
No, really?
Unbelievable. Let what? My man free, trade Swift. Pretty please with sugar on top. The Lions just took Gibbs. We have absolute pandemonium in the draft.
No.
It's reported. It's reported.
What? The pick is in.
Yeah.
What?
Unbelievable. This has been the wildest draft in memory for me.
Oh my God. What?
Wow.
I don't see it yet. We're oh God.
Player Profiler reported it.
Oh my God.
Wow. Like they were first. I have my alerts on tonight, so I turned on all my notifications. I turned on Shefty's.
Holy. Yeah, I
got everybody on tonight. I got Rappaport on.
Yep.
I haven't seen a ton from Shefty yet. Holy. Shockingly. Did I not pick it right?
Yeah, the DeAndre Swift trade needs to happen.
It's got to happen. Listen.
Because they already signed Montgomery, so.
Yeah, like, right? Swift is.
Oh, my God.
they have to be traded Swift, right?
This is bad for Jahmyr Gibbs year one, though, isn't it?
This is terrible. This is a terrible. Okay, if you've drafted an early best ball,
oh my God.
Gibbs, expecting him to go to a bell cow role,
no.
You're dead. You're dead unless everybody gets hurt. Unless it's injury Mageddon. You're just dead. Just shoot yourself. Light those shares on fire. They're over if you took them. Right?
Holy poop. Yeah, at least Swift has some hope getting traded if he can get traded. But
it's gotta be, right? They gotta have, if they pick him there, they have to have.
You have to have something lined up.
You gotta you have don't, you have to, right?
You don't draft him to have a third bit.
But they got him under contract still pretty cheap this year, right? Like they don't have to get rid of him. And maybe they hold, like, the other thing is maybe they hold him until somebody gets hurt, right? We know a running back's going to get hurt. It's what happens every single year. Maybe they hold him until somebody gets hurt and then trade him for a bunch of stuff.
Holy crud. Man, I have some questions. Brad Holmes, I need answers.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe they view him as a better DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, I mean, they do. They just use the 11th pick of the draft on him. All right, Green Bay is up.
JSN, are they going JSN?
I beg them with everything I love, draft a quarterback in the first round. Pretty please, with sugar on top.
They're not going to do that. But
a wide receiver is the next best thing. So, right. But what if they went Levitt's here? What if they said, hey, we like Love, but we love this. What if we love Will? What if they drafted a quarterback here? The Green Bay Twitter universe would melt to shreds.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I would melt in front of you, Trev. Okay.
I'm excited. Like I'm like, they're on the clock. Like, I want him to take a wide receiver too. So, wow, I'm impressed. The Lions have, okay. Lions have five of the next 43 picks. So they got 12, 18, 34, 48, 55. So I just don't get – I think they could have got Gibbs at 18.
Unless they who would be able to take him there?
I mean, we
the
got
the Packers aren't going to take him.
The Patriots aren't taking him. The Jets aren't taking him.
Maybe right? the Commanders. Maybe they were afraid of the Commanders.
Maybe the nah, but wait,
because that they were, then they would get rid of Antonio Gibson, you know?
Right, but they got Rob Zane and the Steelers.
They must have been just afraid of the Commanders.
Right, they have to be right. Like it has to be.
That's the one that makes sense.
Right, like that's the one that like may yeah that when I look at that, but yeah, like it's not
unless there's like some extremely high grade on Jahmyr Gibbs that
we yeah that none of us saw. That is wild. This is fantastic. Hold on.
Not only does he get top 12 draft capital, but his fantasy value takes an absolute nosedive right in front of us. Holy buddy.
Right. Okay. So let's talk QB. Okay. Yeah. So let's walk through it, right? Pats, no. Jets, no.
Pats, maybe. There's been chatter about Mac Jones.
I mean, that's fair. I'm not a Mac Jones truther. So Washington, right?
Washington, maybe.
Right. Pittsburgh, maybe. Right. Like, are they happy with Pickett? I mean, they drafted him, but I wouldn't be.
To right have now, Levis and Pickett compete it out.
Right. I mean, I could see if he falls, I could see the Lions taking Will at 18. And then you got Tampa, right? Obvious need of a quarterback. Yeah.
You wonder if Tampa trades up.
That wouldn't shock me. Man, Rappaport is a gangster. He just posted a tweet of Levis just waits. Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. Like, I am so excited for wow. Okay, the Packers, it's in. The Packers are selecting Lucas Van Ness out of Iowa, my Hawkeyes, with the pick.
I told everybody they were not taking JSN. I told everybody.
It would have been like so amazing for them to draft a wide receiver in the first round, though. Just for the tweets that would have followed for the next 10 years since I never did with Rodgers.
Yes, let me change the brand over here.
Okay.
To Rappaport,
all right.
Featuring Will Levis just sitting. This is wild. This is absolutely wild. Oh my gosh. And Lucas Van Ness, I had going 20 in my mock draft to Seattle.
So, okay. So now JSN's off the board, right? Oh my gosh. What if the Patriots pass, right? And the Jets take JSN, and then they got the that receiving core. If you're the Jets, you gotta take that, right?
I mean, you've got Garrett Wilson, you've got JSN, you got two Ohio State wide. This is the shower narrative.
Yeah. This is crazy. Love it.
This is wild.
Totally agree, Jose. 100%. Why would the Packers draft an offensive player? They don't draft offensive players in the first round.
They don't. This is what I've been telling people the entire time. The Packers fan in me knew that. Nope. I mean, I had them taking a tackle, but some offensive, you know, weapon, that's not going to happen.
They just. They just don't do it.
Mike Clay just retweeted, "Can we get Swift to the Chiefs, please?"
Oh my gosh.
Pants off.
Real question. If Swift went to the Chiefs, first rounder, are you taking him in the first round again?
I mean,
right. If he's at the Chiefs, right, and they're.
I'm not worried about Pacheco, frankly. Like,
no,
I'm not worried about Pacheco. I would view it 60-65% Swift, and that's enough to get you RB1.
Yep,
That's enough to get you RB1 in PPR. Absolutely. And with like an aged Travis Kelce.
Right.
And questions about Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore and other receiving, there is a legitimate pathway to not only DeAndre Swift being a running back one, but the running back one if he ends up on the Chiefs.
I would argue it all day. Now, there's the next one. Do the Chiefs trade up here to get a wide receiver? Right? Or are they now, as they're watching this, thinking, end of first round, we can still get a guy we want?
I mean, there's plenty of wide receivers still out there. There were a lot of lines as we were getting closer to the draft of like, are we going to get 4 or 5 wide receivers? I don't think so in the first round. There were some reports where we were only getting 1, maybe 2 first round grades from wide receivers.
Yep. Yeah. And the only thing that makes me wonder, right, and I talked about it earlier, is if you ever really want to know how much inside information sportsbooks really have, just watch the draft every year. The draft shows you, if you watch the lines and how the lines move, they know before everyone else does every single time. Look at what Stroud went to tonight. They knew, what was it, 20 minutes before the draft, okay, it's done, we got our source, and they moved the line before it could get nuked. Like, they knew it before everybody else, right? He instantly went to minus 1,900. When he went to that, I'm like, okay, he's going second. Like,
yep.
They knew. Like, if you ever want to know what they're doing, it's that. I like that pick for the Packers, though. I mean, I like Van Ness. D-line is – I think the really good teams have shown to this day offensive line and defensive line matters. If you look at the top teams in the league every year, they're studs at those positions, and they can get away with not being great at some of the other skill positions per se.
Yeah. You can afford to take holes or have holes at your wide receiver 3 or your second tight end, or even your first tight end. You can afford to have, you know, a glaring need there. But if you are not putting pressure on the other team's quarterback, or if you're not protecting your own, then you're in a lot of, a heap of trouble. And Lucas Van Ness, you know, 6'5", 270.
Yeah.
That's a big dude.
Yep. Big guy. So, uh-oh. Steelers, I call it. We got a trade up. Steelers, right? Steelers swap with the Pats and give up a 4th-round pick to get them. Are they taking JSN?
I mocked Joey Porter Jr. to the Steelers because of the name. That's it. That's the only connection. But I mean, the organizations like the Steelers do tend to do things like this.
Yep.
That they do have their they know their people in their organization. Yeah, I'm sure Joey Porter himself has talked with Tomlin time and again. I mean, he played for Tomlin, so like these are not surprising things if it's Joey Porter Jr. here.
And they really, I mean, it's somebody they like. So
Death Dealers in the chat. Let's go. How's it going?
Hey, evening. We're just watching the chaos, letting it burn now. So, one of the smartest guys in the fantasy world, Dwayne McFarland, just tweeted this. Says Jamar Gibbs moves up to the 87th percentile in the rookie RB supermodel with draft capital. 67% of the backs of at that score or higher have hit a top 6 season by year 2 or 3. So, but I'd like to know the data of how many got drafted with another star running back there, right? Monty's there, right? I just don't get it.
I don't know. It's clear that the Lions hate DeAndre Swift. God help us.
It almost makes me wonder, like, is he bad in the locker room? Is he there? Death, I don't, you know, like, it starts making you wonder, or are they just badly run organization, right? Like, are they just not good at that position and just have a blind spot? I mean, I would argue their record says they haven't been great. I mean, Campbell's obviously helping them. They put some talent there. But I mean,
I also wasn't impressed with the David Montgomery signing either. I felt like he's just a meh player, a jag, a person who can gobble up carries, and that's it.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Did we get it?
Not even close. They step up and take Broderick Jones out of Georgia. Offensive tackle. They must have been, I think, right? So who are they? Oh, they're probably worried the Jets were going to take him.
Yeah, I had the Jets projected to take Broderick Jones at 15.
Right, so they're totally makes sense, them. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? Get Aaron a tackle, get him some help. And now we get the Jets on the clock. With that gone, I mean, I'd like to be in the – I think all teams should have, like, a live feed cam that, like – is like 3 minutes delayed. So then they can just show some footage and we can see what they're talking about after.
Well, during the COVID years, we got some inside looks in the draft rooms.
Sure. For sure we did.
Like the Bill Belichick dog drafting for it. I mean, to be fair, when hasn't his dog drafted for him?
Wow. Okay.
That was a big move. That was a big move.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
For the Steelers.
I don't know that they're going to like any of the tight ends enough. I think Rodgers is actually going to have a ton of say in this pick. I think they've been talking. They knew they were going to get the deal done. And I think the Jets have had two or three guys that they've kind of known, like, hey, these are what our needs are. This is what we really want. And here's what we're going for. I mean, they needed offensive line help pretty bad. Like I think that's why the Steelers traded up, because they knew he was going there. I mean, I think he had a mock totally correct.
Do you think Christian Gonzalez is a possibility Ooh. Here? Because he's Ooh. Still on the board. He was, I had yep. him mocked at 10.
Yeah.
Imagine Gonzalez with Sauce Gardner.
Him and Sauce, just lock it down, right? Like,
right.
And they got the Bills, they got the Dolphins, right? They got guys like they
Diggs,
need to shut
Hill,
down.
And Waddle, you know?
Yeah. They got guys they got to shut down.
We'll see.
Gonzalez, Cansey, maybe, right? Out of
yeah,
Pitt.
Yeah, Cansey. I had Cansey mocked to the Buccaneers.
Okay. Interesting. What is a wild first round? Just absolute chaos. I love it.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I mean, we got. Yeah, I mean, Swift I like.
Destroyed.
Yeah, I like. So, Jose, I like Kincaid.
But not here. I just don't. Falling.
Yeah, I just don't know that he's like the guy, right? Like, I don't know that people have looked at him. And I do. I think it's Gonzalez or Porter Jr. I think it's one or the other. I think you're right on the head with that. I think with what you're seeing and what you're calling here.
Yeah, we will find out here very shortly. In the meantime, if you guys are not following Trevor on Twitter at FFCULater,
yes,
Trev has been crushing it lately. Make sure you're following him. He gives out a lot of great content just about every day. Just recently joining with Player Profiler, but tell the viewers and listeners a little bit more about you, Trev.
Yeah, so my history is kind of wild. If you see, I have a virtual background right now. So I'm actually checking my daily bets right now. Everything we have posted today. Last year, my wife and I sold our business, and we're actually traveling the U.S. in an RV now. And we're currently going all over the place. We're going to do Yellowstone this summer, Glacier National, all kinds of cool stuff, but we could work remote. And this was my hobby, right? I've been in the streets a long time. I started playing DraftKings in 2012. I was playing fantasy baseball. I'm 46 when we tracked it out of the newspaper. Like, and then AOL came out and we were using like AOL email, and you had to like take a day and like write the stats down and like send it in an email. And that's how we kept track of fantasy scores back in the day. Before all this technology, like you really had to work at it. And then a late West Coast game would screw you up because they didn't get it in the paper that day. So like that was, that's how I got started. I love it. It's been my hobby for a long time. I play high stakes fantasy. I'm a grinder at baseball. And then I just write as football. I love football. I've done really well. I've won a bunch of high stakes fantasy leagues. Haven't won the big one yet, but not a lot of people have, that's the goal of all of us. You heard me talk earlier. I've made the best ball finals every year so far in baseball and football. And I'm the wife pushed me, said, "Hey, you're miserable at work. It sucks. We can work remote and let's give this a shot and see how you can do." And we're in the position to do it. So that's where you can see me putting out content now. Cause I was just a consumer forever. And that's how I know everybody is because I'm just was a player. Like I was just exclusively a player, and I just, played, consumed content and talked to everybody that way. But the wife's like, "You're pretty good at it. Let's see if you like it or you suck at it." And I said, "All right, give it a shot." Now we're here. Betting's always been one of my strong points. I think I look at it differently. It goes back to, especially like understanding roster construction and that. So I'm excited. We actually have Player Profile. We have a partnership with Underdog this year. So I'm going to be doing some exclusive plays just for Underdog with Player Profiler that are only being available there. We got some really cool tools that we've teamed up with Odds Jam with as well. So Odds Jam is the only place you can get screens of Underdog's odds. So we have a partnership going now where I'm going to be able to show people. We're going to do some live streams. You'll probably see me on here again, and we'll kind of talk about how to do some of that stuff. And we'll have a new show coming out for it. And I'm excited. But if you're into picks at all, you can follow me at Discipline to Gen. We have an amazing community. Gino owns, one of my partners there owns a company called Bet Openly. If you're in a state that you want to bet, you can bet in every state with Bet Openly. It's peer-to-peer for 1% juice. So instead of paying them 110 a lot of times, you're getting it for plus 100, plus 105. Like, it's an amazing spot. So that's my favorite spot to pick. Oh, the pick is in for the Jets. It says the pick is in.
The pick is in.
Pick is in. What do we got here? What do we got? Oh, my gosh. Oh, rip. Rip Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm so sad for the kid.
Brad Holmes almost broke the table as he and Dan Campbell draft Jahmyr Gibbs. Literally, let me see if I can get the video. Give me a second here, Trev.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, my gosh. Give me 1 second, and we will be able to share with you some footage from inside the Lions. There we go. Let me close this. Let me do this. We're going to move this around. Here we go.
For anybody that's watching, you got to click a bunch of things in StreamYard to get it streamed.
Oh my god!
Like big shows have have people behind the scenes doing all this, so it just pops up and looks pretty. And right, meanwhile, you're like click, click, share. I gotta share screen, share window. This is not. This is not. There is no way this is the actual footage this year. You are lying. There's not a chance. This has to be last year. This is last year's draft, right? Please tell me this is not this year's draft. Where are you getting this from? Where is that from?
From Twitter.
Oh my god, please tell me that was not this year's. Unbelievable.
That was great. They hate Swift.
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable.
Oh my Lanta. That's so good.
Oh my gosh. I did not see this coming. The pick is in. The Jets select Edge, Will McDonald, out of Iowa State.
Will McDonald had been rising lately. I moved him up from second round to the Eagles at 30th. So for him to move up this far, wow.
Well, the Jets know they need to, like, they got to chase a couple, you know, pretty good quarterbacks.
Wow. Big moves.
Wow. Big moves. That is. I'm liking my QB prop more and more.
All right. This has been crazy. This has been wild. We still have Will Levis falling. Christian Gonzalez is still falling.
Yeah. Does Washington take Levis?
I don't think so. I believe in Sam Howell. Now, I don't know.
I like Sam Howell.
For fantasy. And I think that he had a good year at UNC before, you know, Javonte left and De'Ami Brown left. But actually, that's a sneaky late round snack. If you go Sam Howell also throwing in De'Ami Brown real late, but that's just one nugget.
Yeah. I mean, and it's.
I went Michael Mayer with this pick. I said that the Commanders, you have to understand, Riverboat Ron doesn't go with sexy picks, and they don't really have a good tight end, and Michael Mayer is the complete tight end in this draft, and a consummate professional, comes from Notre Dame, tested well enough at the combine, did enough to maintain his really good status. And so I think this is perhaps a spot where Michael Mayer could go off.
I like Mayer more than I like Kincaid. I just like him a little better as far as like how he, like size wise, pedigree, where he comes from. Man, so it's interesting that I feel like now the Eagles people are going to try to find the next Reddick now. And I think that's what the Jets are hoping they get in McDonald. You're going to start seeing a lot more of these 6'4", 240 guys that are freak athletes that coming off the edge running, you know, 4.5, 4.6 40s that can hunt these mobile quarterbacks down. I think that's going to be a standard for quite a few years as the quarterbacks continue to get better.
Yeah, looking at the next edges that could possibly go off the board. You mentioned Will McDonald.
We got another pick. Emmanuel Forbes out of Mississippi State.
Emmanuel Forbes. Where did I have him? I had this Forbes as a early second rounder. I had him going 34 to Arizona.
I thought he would be like early mid second rounder.
Yeah. So this is pretty early for the Commanders to take a player that was not really projected. Actually, let me pull up PFF and just, I don't want to do the mock draft simulators, but I do want to see where like the mock drafts had them going.
I'll pull up player profilers here while you're pulling theirs up. We'll take a look at it. I feel like I don't know what to do with my hands.
Emmanuel Forbes, 75th percentile draft, mock draft, was at 24th overall.
All right, mock draft index. Player profiler had him. I got to keep scrolling. Where did player profiler have him? So Van Ness, Smith, where did they have Forbes? I'm missing him. Hold on. Oh, 30, right where you had him, 35th.
Yeah, that would look, that's where I had him going. And even the, well, to be fair, since the middle of March, Forbes has just, his ADP on the mock drafts have jumped from 37th is a 50th percentile to 27th. So right. He was being mocked as a back end first round pick this week.
But to 17th? I mean,
nope.
Right? To 17th. And what does everybody see in Christian Gonzalez that they're passing on him?
Right. I mean, there had been some rumblings that it was going to clearly be Devin Witherspoon over Christian Gonzalez. Cause remember, like 2 months ago, there was speculation that that the Lions would get Christian Gonzalez, but at six, but that moved away. And now Christian Gonzalez, let me look at where his trends went. Cause he's still available.
This is getting, I mean, Gonzalez is still there. JSN's still there.
Christian Gonzalez, this is Christian Gonzalez. His 50th percentile mock draft was 10th this week.
Right.
His 25th percentile was 16th. So this is not looking like within the range of outcomes for Christian Gonzalez. There have to be questions. I think you're right, Trevor. This is okay. If the Patriots go Christian Gonzalez, does JSN go to the Lions?
That'd be pretty. Like, I mean, they need defensive help, but how would you like to have that wide receiver tandem?
Oh my God.
Like what dreams are made of, right? That I would love to have that wide receiver attend. I mean, Jared Goff's texting him, telling him who to take. If I'm Goff, I'm like, hey, get my boy, right?
Yup.
Please, with sugar on top, get my boy.
Yeah, and then it falls Will Levis to the Bucks. I mean, that would be the natural fit, right?
It should be, but what is should at this point? This is should is out the window. who would trade up? So
the right? Lions might take Will Levis though.
Right. I could see them doing that cuz
the Vikings could move up.
Seattle, right? I'm happy for Geno Smith. I'm glad the guy got a contract. Seattle knows he's not their future, like the future of the franchise.
I have Seattle taking Hendon Hooker in round 2.
I totally could see that. But they're sitting, they might have said, no way we get Will at pick 20. That's the question you got to ask yourself, right? If Will's at pick 20, do we take Will there? Because Chargers aren't. Ravens finally got that stupid thing done. Minnesota, does Minnesota go after a quarterback they could put behind Cousins for another couple years and groom them along, even though they have glaring other needs?
Yeah, the Vikings are a possibility. There's been a lot of rumblings about the Vikings taking him.
Right. And then we know Jacksonville's not.
Yep.
Danny Dimes, New York Giants.
Mike Clay just tweeted, you have to think the Lions are eyeing Zach Charbonnet with pick 18 here.
Oh, could you fathom? Could you? I hope they do it. I hope they do it so we can watch Twitter burn to the ground. That would be an all time. Even if it was, we're making a trade, they get to select him first, just for the 3 minutes of chaos. Right, Dallas isn't, City isn't, Buffalo isn't. You got the Saints.
Yeah,
this Eagles is... again.
I mean, the Saints might move up to get another. I mean, Derek Carr, but
I don't know that they do. I don't. This is the pick here for me. The Patriots pick here is the one that's really going to set the tone for how everything's going.
Right, because the Pats were the one who traded back with Pittsburgh, right?
Yes. So, like, this is going to – and the question is are they still getting their guy? Right. You know, we don't have offensive coordinators. I mean, you know – oh, that's not true. They hired one now, but whatever.
They did, so, finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they'll have some competence there. Who knows?
The bar was pretty low after last year.
Maybe it's JSN going to the Patriots.
Gonzalez finally goes.
Okay. The fall is stunted.
So they probably liked him, and they're probably happy to get an extra fourth round pick and still get their guy.
Yep.
I don't think they would have taken I just don't see them liking Forbes that much. All right, the Lions are back on the clock. Let's get freaky, Lions.
Let's go. Let's do it. I need another table broken.
Yeah. Oh, it would be amazing. Or what? I mean, JSN, if you're okay, JSN goes to the Lions, where does he go? Underdog opens this week. Where's he going for you if he goes to the Lions?
Right now he's going what? Round wide receiver 30?
Yep. Does he move up at all?
I was thinking like 30 to 36. I think it bumps down just a tad, but I think that that's fine. Like, I think he's like wide receiver 36.
Interesting.
Jose's like, the wide receiver class must not be good this year. Yeah, I mean, JSN, I think, was the only first-round graded wide receiver by consensus. There were a lot of people who like Zay Jones, who like Quentin Johnson, who like Jordan Addison, but I think JSN was the only guy.
I think the wide receiver first-round prop was 1.5.
Yep.
I'm almost positive that's what it was. And it was like minus 320 for two, though, which I was like, I didn't like how it stuck like that, so I didn't go after it. But the value was on the under.
Yep.
That's so we got. I need to look at a draft order here. I need to actually see the history rounds.
Yeah. We have no idea how Christian Gonzalez fell to 17. This is
that. And then, I mean, we got Nolan Smith still on the board.
Yep, Nolan
another,
Smith.
Right, another Georgia. We still got Porter.
We've got Banks. Porter, we've got Mayer, we've got Casey, Addison. Yep, you mentioned Banks. Zay Flowers is there. He's been mocked a lot in the first round.
You talk about Mayer, right, and teams have shown what tight ends can do with the right tight end. Will McDonald.
Brian Brissy.
Yep.
He's there. But who knows? Some of these early second round picks are now sneaking into the first round. Like, I know you want the under on quarterbacks, but Hendon Hooker, if there's a team who wants to trade up near the end, that's a possibility. And with the way tackles and defensive linemen have gone off the board, DeJuan Jones might go off at the end of the first round. Who knows?
That wouldn't shock me at all. So
I had the Pittsburgh Steelers taking DeJuan Jones at 32.
Does right, and then like the start questions just start. Does someone like Jalen Hyland over Jordan Addison? Or do they like Zay over Addison or Addison over Zay? And there, I think this is going to get a little nutso here at the end of this first round. CJ Stroud just said in his press conference, I'll give my left leg for Houston to find a way to get Jackson.
Well, too bad they traded their first round pick for next year, you know.
Yeah, that's, well, they could go full draft. They just trade away all their picks. Based on how long the Eagles have been on the clock, I think one of their guys got taken. I think they were actually hoping for Gonzalez right there. I think they were hoping
possibility. Gonzalez. I mean,
right.
Trade Gonzalez up from 30.
Yep.
Trade up from 30. Maybe use a fourth round pick you just got, and maybe sprinkle in something else, you know?
Yep.
All right. The Lions pick is in.
Oh, it's in? All right. It's in. Who do we got?
I don't know.
Who we got? Give it to us.
Break more tables. Let's go.
Oh, that would be better than the Packers taking a running back again, or a wide receiver in the first round. Them going running back again. That would be amazing. Yeah, nobody's announced it. Oh, got a notification.
I just retweeted you.
Oh, that was you. I got all my notifications. I have like way more notifications on tonight than I ever leave on my phone. It's because I want everything pushed tonight.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Yeah, I don't want to miss anything. I want to do it right away.
Who is... I'll get my left leg. Ooh, I guess CJ Stroud's talking shit about JSN falling.
Uh-oh.
We got... Oh, Twitter's going to be fun tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Twitter is going to be fun. Oh. Wow. It just fucking off the rails. Not a running back. The Lions are selecting Jack Campbell out of Iowa.
Whoa.
Like, this is just...
Jack Campbell, I mocked at 43 to the Jets. He was a second round mock for me.
Yeah, I he's second round mock for everybody.
What? Okay, let's. Okay, so Jack, Well, but he was third most mocked by the Lions on PFF, and his 75th percentile outcome draft-wise was 32nd overall. So this is almost an outside of a standard deviation selection.
It's way outside. Like, this is... Where did Player Profiler had him? Let me scroll all the way down.
What is Brad Holmes doing? Is he drunk tonight?
Right. Okay. All right. I got to scroll back up because Because I think I missed him. No, because that was Van Ness out of Iowa. Nope. My wife's taking the puppy to the dog park.
It's all good.
Yeah. Hold on. He's so far down, I can't find him on Player Profiler. God. Like, I'm at 60, and I don't see him, and I've gone back twice. When in doubt, control F.
Yes.
When in doubt, just
that's control the way to F. do it.
Yeah. That is just absolute madness for me, right? Like,
I mean, it's nothing like the Lions taking, you know, they're going to get 4 second-round picks in this draft.
There we go. 53.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that is.
Yikes. This is madness.
Jose, who's your team? Who are you a fan of, Jose? Who's your team? Who are you rooting for here today? Great tweet. Podfather just, he said, they're your Lions now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The Lions at 18 select Iowa linebacker Jack Campbell. Just to clarify, there is no relation between him and Dan Campbell. No nepotism here for the Lions at 18. Woof. All right, well, the Bucks are on the clock, and you have to think Will Levis here. You have to think Will Levis, because Kyle Trask and Baker Mayfield shouldn't be the starting quarterbacks for the Bucks.
It can't be. They got this hat. Even if he starts, you got to take Levis here. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Trev, you want to check the private chat for a sec?
Okay. Okay.
You good holding it down for a sec?
Yep, yep, I got it.
All right, cool.
Yep. All right, so you get my pretty face, just me. We, Bradley, be out for a sec. This is, this is just, I just don't have words. And again, these guys are getting paid a lot of money to try to get these right. That's what's kind of amazing to this is like what they're trying to get paid to do this. And they're not, I'm legitimately confused right now. So Rappaport says, Iowa stud linebacker Jack Campbell. Let's pull up his player profiler link. Interesting. I did not know Player Profiler had him ranked there. Had him as their number one linebacker. All right. So, 4'6", I knew that. Speed score, got a good... Right, he has good burst, good agility, and he is, I guess it's get your guy season. Get your guy season is here. Insane. This is. Insane. This is just, this is some of the, this is the wildest draft I've been a part of.
They go Cansey.
This is, yeah, it's wild.
Hey, I got that one. I got that one. Let's go. I got Kalijah Kansi at 19. So far, Trevor, I have 4 correct picks through 19. I'll take it.
Yeah, this is bonkers. Absolute bonkers. I was looking up, I was interested that I saw Player Profiler has Campbell ranked as the number one linebacker in this class.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
No, I mean, I'm a Hawkeye, so I'm a fan, but I hadn't looked at him close enough.
I had him as the number one linebacker off the board just in the second round.
Yeah, it's So they take Kansi.
So now it's Seattle back on the clock.
Does Levis go here? I mean, I pretty much got my, I think I got my quarterback prop pick pretty locked. I mean, nothing's in stone here, but I feel like it's pretty solid right now.
I mean, you never know if one of those second round teams is going to jump up to take Hooker. I made the joke, I think it was on Tuesday, after Will Levis' money was shifting to him being number one overall. You remember that?
Yep.
And I said, well, there's enough time between now and the draft for Hendon Hooker to gain steam to be the number one pick overall.
But it was under 4.5 quarterbacks taken. I have under 4.5. So yep. They can still take both of them in the first round. Like, I've never understood why they thought 5 were going in the first round.
Well, you would have Young and Anderson, Stroud, right. And then Will Levis and Hooker.
Mm.
It's the question of Hooker.
I don't think they need to trade up for Hooker, though. I think they've kind of shown. So, like, let's talk about, right? If Seattle doesn't go quarterback here, the Chargers don't need a quarterback. Ravens don't need a quarterback. Vikings, maybe. Giants, you never know, but Cowboys don't, Bills don't, Bengals don't, Saints aren't, I don't think, and the Eagles and the Chiefs aren't. So there's not, again, unless somebody trades up.
But that's the thing is, like, you look at
I think people are watching these second rounders go in the first round and are going to start thinking, why do I need to trade up? I'm going to get my guy where I want him anyways.
Right. I mean, the LA Rams might be looking that way. If
they don't have anything to trade, though. That's the problem, right? They mortgaged the farm to win that Super Bowl.
Maybe they trade Stafford to get more picks. Who knows? Oof.
I mean, I wouldn't blame him. A poor guy. I'm a Stafford fan. I actually like Stafford. I think he's been a great NFL quarterback. I think he's taken a ton of punishment and handled it pretty well. I like that. I actually like that Kansi pick for them. I didn't think he'd... I'm impressed they actually like.
Hey, I'm impressed they gave me a pick.
Yeah, well, I really like him. I like that guy a lot. So I'm curious to see what they can do here. It's the Seattle pick is the next one. So the Pats, now them. Let's see who we got here. Let's see what. Oh, I'm getting a bunch of notifications.
Yeah, so I'm in full-time fantasies chat as well. Okay. And I have the most correct picks so far the other industry guys in that chat. Some of them only have like 2 or 3 correct. So let's go.
Yeah, that was a there's you're hitting this right here. What's the winning? Look, like what most accurate is going to be 5, maybe 6 in this first round. When it's all said and done, I think for like the most. Realistically, the most accurate, it's going to be 5 or 6, I think. Unless we just get some... unless, like, the Chargers, Bills, Bengals all kind of do what we expect them to do. But, again, we got a lot of trades that can still happen here, a lot of guys that can still move up.
Look, I had Banks to the Chargers. I had Van Ness going to the Seahawks, so that's out.
Yep, that's done.
And Miles Murphy going to the Ravens. So those are the next couple players that I have.
Constant Contact helps small businesses stand tall with powerful digital marketing solutions. And now with advanced automation and AI tools in one place, we've got your marketing covered so you can focus more on running your business. With our AI content generator, you'll always have the right words to say. And with pre-built automated email and text messages, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. Constant Contact delivers the tools you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it free at ConstantContact.com. Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
In the mock.
What a terrible day. That was fun.
Let's go. Oh, I'm stoked that I nailed that Kansy pick. Michael Mayer is still available. You know, Seattle loves their tight ends. That's a possibility. I don't know if the Chargers go tight end. The Ravens wouldn't. The Vikings wouldn't. The Jaguars, maybe. They did go with Engram, but it's only a one-year deal.
Right. Does Engram want to get, you know, are they worried they're going to have to pay Engram afterwards?
And the Giants don't need a tight end. The Cowboys would. But I had the Cowboys taking defensive interior Brian Brissy.
Whatever you think they're going to do, just do the dead opposite for the Cowboys and you'll be right.
Well, everyone had been mocking tight end to them. That's why I went with defensive interior.
Totally makes sense. That I just do whatever, like what they should do and what they're going to do, right? Just do the opposite. Yeah, it generally works for the Cowboys.
I mean, well, the CeeDee Lamb pick was nice. Although they needed
then they
that.
Gave up, right, but then they give up Cooper and
for a fifth round pick.
Yep.
Oh. Whew, man. All right, the pick is in for Seattle. Let's see what the Seahawks do here. ESPN is saying JSN is the best fit there, but that would not be good for fantasy.
Lockett, right? Like with everybody there, right?
Lockett, Metcalf.
Half.
Yeah, that would stunt year one at least.
Unless they just figure they're going to lose one of them, but didn't they pay DK? I thought DK got paid.
Who did?
I thought Metcalf got paid.
I think so too.
Right? Didn't he have like a...
It was a quiet extension.
Yeah, I thought he got like a 3-year extension. All right, trying to see if we get an update here. Who do they got?
Mike Clay is suggesting that if Seattle doesn't take Will Levis, he might fall around too.
I wouldn't be shocked. I think Seattle would be happy to take Will here. But they might really just say, hey, we can, if they like him and they don't love him, they might say, hey, we'll go a couple more years under Geno, and we'll ride it out until we get a, you know, a QB we really like. What if the Jets traded up to get JSN now?
Is it official? I don't see an official JSN to Seattle.
No, it's not. They're taking Witherspoon. Taking Devon.
Wait, he was still on there?
Oh, no, there we go. Never mind. That was who they took earlier. I'm like, I just saw their thing just popped up. Oh, they are. They're taking JSN. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's terrible for fantasy.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, that absolutely sucks.
Oh.
Oh, no. No. I mean, it's good for Geno, but it's bad for fantasy. No.
Terrible for fantasy.
Now JSN moves outside the top 36. The sigh of resignation.
Oh, that's sad. Because I think JSN has Jefferson Chase upside.
Yeah, he's really good. And for Seattle to get him at 20, you have to think ecstatic. The Chargers have to be pissed, though.
That would have been a great pick for the Chargers with their wounded wide receiving core. The Chargers had to be thinking, there's no way we're getting JSN here.
Yeah.
And I totally agree, Jose. I just tweeted, first Gibbs, now JSN, rip rookie production.
Yikes. Yeah, the first pass catcher out the board. Rappaport's suggesting that there could be a run on wide receivers here shortly. That makes sense given the Vikings. I have Zay Flowers mocked there. I have Buffalo mocked Quentin Johnston. And Jordan Addison I had going off at 18. So, yikes. There's plenty of wide receivers still available. But do
Levis and
Hooker moved round two.
Both go round two.
Wow.
Right? Both go round two. I'm starting to feel like, the Chargers aren't taking one. The Ravens aren't taking one. The Jags aren't taking one. The Cowboys aren't. The Bills aren't. The Bengals aren't. The Saints aren't. The Eagles aren't. And the Chiefs aren't. So unless somebody trades up into this round, and why would you trade up? You'd say the same thing. What do I need to give a draft pick up for when basically none of these guys need a quarterback?
Yeah, I'm safe anyways. Yikes, right?
The Vikings. It's really the Vikings, and because the Saints gave Carr a 4-year deal, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if it was like the real 4 years. You know what I mean?
Right. But even so, right? You just give a guy a deal. Do you really say? And you gotta love the guy here. Basically, you gotta say like this is our future guy, and we're like stealing him. Or you just pass. You're like, we can get somebody in the next round or third or fourth round.
And maybe the Vikings do look, because I would think Will Levis fits the Kirk Cousins mold. Like, he's mobile enough, pocket passer, strong arm, pass friendly offense. That could be a solid backup quarterback until.
I could see them, though, going running back here.
Who would be Charbonnet?
Charbonnet.
In round one? Not in round one.
Have you seen who's gone in round one today? And look at the board.
God help us.
Right, they get rid of Cook. They dump his, right? They trade off Cook.
Pretty easily.
Right? They can get off of Cook. And I get where, right? Because, I mean, Gibbs was mocked everywhere, you know, as in the 40s. That's kind of where everybody had him going. But, you know, what if they say, we don't think we get him in the middle of the second round. We think somebody else takes him.
Man, Charbonnet in the first round would be spicy. That would be real spicy.
It would. some weird shit's happened. Like,
this has been wild today.
I mean, Jack Campbell went in the middle of the first round. He didn't go at the end of the first round. And again, I'm a Hawkeye. I love Jack Campbell.
They probably could have gotten Jack Campbell at 34.
I totally agree there.
But maybe they graded him as a first round player. And a lot of rumblings were that there's only 17 first round graded players. And if you want to get your guy, go get your guy.
I get that. I mean, the one thing they have, as much data as we have, they have the one-on-one time with these guys that none of us have.
Yeah.
You know, they've really spent more time with them. That's the one advantage we always say, like, I feel like some weird stuff's going to happen. Like Roschon Johnson's going to come up and go ahead of all the other running backs. Or,
like, I've got so much Roschon, though. That would be beautiful.
Or, like, Marvin's going to, like, move up and be the second or third wide receiver off the board. I just think something really wild is going to happen here at the end of this first night.
I have Marvin Mims going 79 to the Indianapolis Colts, the mid round three.
I think there's no way he doesn't go round two now. I think 100% we're talking about him tomorrow, the way this lunatics are drafting. I think it's just.
Well, if he's
nuts.
Doing that, where's Jalen Hyatt going? Maybe Jalen Hyatt's the one who's going to go first round. Just like. What's his name? Lance Zierlein put both Jalen Hyatt and Cedric Tillman as first round picks.
Shoot, he might be the most accurate person right now. There's a chance. Like, with who we got left. I mean, the Chargers need a wide receiver. Oh. They're on the claw. Oh, I thought they showed who it was. Teased.
ESPN just has the pick is in right now.
Yeah, I just looked at that screen's ESPN. So let's talk about ESPN for a second. I got a little rant on them.
Okay.
Imagine being the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And we've seen it over the history. But really being able to be at the forefront of sports. And besides this, or like looking at scores, do you personally go to ESPN unless you have a fantasy team there? Take the fantasy teams out of it. Do you actually go to ESPN for anything that's not like live data coming in like this?
I will occasionally check it for like recaps of my Cleveland baseball team, you know, like things like that. But like, no, most of it is live or like game updates. But...
Yeah. Like I want to look at a game cast. I'm not watching that game. Hey,
Oh, the Chargers pick is in.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh my gosh.
We got him.
See who it is?
Quentin Johnson.
Oh my gosh. Wild.
Let's go.
Wild.
Josh Palmer is dead. Let's go.
Yeah.
Death to Josh Palmer.
Yes. I gotta talk about Josh Palmer for a sec because I don't know if you've ever seen, but I got a dead to me list. Okay.
Yes.
So in the opening of this season.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply. How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
When they were on that Monday night game in the Chargers, in the showdown for DFS when Carter caught that ball on the 5 and got tackled at the 1. If anybody besides Josh Palmer catches that touchdown pass in that game, I win the showdown. And that showdown was a Millie showdown. Josh Palmer is dead to me. Like, he is, I just, right. But that showdown, but I've won a bunch of DFS on this. That's as close as I've ever been to winning a big one. And so he's there, but I love this. This is the first pick I love. Like, where I'm like,
this was fantastic.
Unbelievable pick for them. Solid. This is good as good gets. This is
Quentin Johnson, 6'3", 208, early declare, 21 years old. He'll play outside opposite Mike Williams with Keenan Allen still operating in the slot. Yep. I think that's he's got all the physical tools. I mean, he didn't have a great PFF overall grade, but his yards per route run were phenomenal. His grade versus man coverage was good. He played extremely well against Michigan in the TCU game. And Michigan's one of the best, defensive teams year over year. But this is a player whose stock had fallen. He was at one point being mocked back in February as the 10th pick, as his 50th percentile.
Way, way up there.
And now at 23, it was his 50th percentile.
I love this pick. Now, some people aren't. Some people aren't going to like it. They're not going to say it's there. What I think he has, one of the things I like to watch for is if they're an elite superstar, if they're like the top 1-3%, that's a different story. What I want to see is I want the kids to continue to get better and have the ability to grow. I don't look at Quentin Johnson and think he's peaked. Nope. I don't look at him and think that's all he has. I look at him and say, all right, he's got unbelievable burst. He runs a 4.5 40. That's all we need. Go put somebody who burns the outside, but 6'3", nice arm length. He had a solid, solid thing. But what I liked is he started breaking out as he got a little older.
Yep.
And I think those guys tend to project a little better into the actual NFL.
Well, and this is a player I think that can learn a lot from Mike Williams as well.
Yep.
Like, talk about a guy who's perennial when he's healthy, 1,000-yard receiver, and now Justin Herbert. This is wheels up for Justin Herbert and a Kellen Moore offense with Mike Williams, Quentin Johnson, and Keenan Allen, plus Austin Eckler. Yeah. Yeah.
Jose, I think the Giants go Zay Flowers if he's there.
Yeah, if the Ravens don't take Zay Flowers.
If he's there. If he lands there, I think Zay goes. I also think they could do like this. I think they could look at one of these guys and, do they like Mingo, right? Do they want a more of a big body guy versus, the 5'10", speedster?
Mm-hmm.
I think about what Daboll did in Buffalo. And every blind person knows they need wide receiver help.
I had Quentin Johnston mocked to the Buffalo Bills. So maybe it is a field stretcher. Maybe it's Jordan Addison who goes to the Bills.
I agree. I can see that. And then, he's thinking of the Giants. What if, so this is where I just start. I'm going back to get your guy, right? What if,
Well, they need a field stretcher. They've got so many slot receivers. They've got Crowder. They've got Wandell. They've got Sterling Shepard. They've got, you name it.
Right. But do they like Hyatt better, right? Is it Zay or is it Hyatt? I think there's a shot either one of them go. But to keep it going, I'm liking my QB prop. We're going to cash it because I'm getting murdered in baseball today, by the way.
So just to clarify, one point of clarity, earlier today, the Arizona Cardinals received a first-round pick from the Houston Texans. That pick is the Houston Texans, not the Cleveland Browns 2024 first.
Oh. So they get Houston's first, not the Cleveland first?
Correct.
So the Cardinals are going to have two top 10 picks next year.
Yeah, probably.
I would be shocked if they didn't.
That would be something.
So here, you guys are about to see something really cool. So I have the virtual background up so you can't see everything. Yeah. But I'm going to mute for a sec, but you're going to get to see me how far my fridge is away from this and my desk. Watch this.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There we go. 8 seconds.
Yeah, that's how far the fridge is away. So it's pretty close. So
that is pretty close. The pick is in for the Baltimore Ravens. We don't have notification.
Say
yet,
Flowers.
There we go.
I like
there
it.
There we go.
Here's the wide receiver run, right? It's coming.
Yep. Oh, so, I missed Zay Flowers by one pick. I had him going to Minnesota. Ah.
So I think there's a chance Hyatt goes to Minnesota here.
Really?
I think there's a chance. Or it's Minnesota. What if just – listen, I know who they traded for. I know who they have on their team. What if they went Meyer tight end? And try to go the Gronk, Aaron, double tight end route.
I don't think they would because they signed Josh Oliver to a 3-year, $21 million deal.
Yeah, think about the last thing you think is going to happen. And I love Zay to Baltimore, though. What a great
pick. That was a really nice move.
Yep.
Because then you've got Bateman. You got Zay and you got Mark Andrews.
Love it. Mar has to be very excited.
Yeah. Jose says, nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
Hey, you didn't answer me earlier, Jose. Who's your team?
Oh, let me
see. We know Bradley's it, right? We know who Bradley likes. I'm a diehard Niner fan.
Yeah, is it clear? Can anyone tell, you know, in the background with the Robert Tunyon outdated jersey now? Well, Billy, he was the one who bought me that, actually. Billy Muzio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, many years ago, when Billy and I started podcasting together, this was the year, well, not many years, I guess, but a couple years ago when the Robert Tunyon breakout happened, I called it preseason. And then Billy was like, oh, okay, I'll take a couple shares. Ends up winning Billy a lot of money because of that. So he used some of that money to say thank you.
So this is the last coin flip for me. Like, do they go Will or do they go Will or do they go Addison? I don't think they go defense here.
Yeah, I had them taking Zay Flowers. Miles Murphy is still on the board, though. Joey Porter still on the board. Will Levis still on the board.
I don't think Levis or Hendon are going in the first round.
It's looking bleak now.
Yeah, where we're going after this pick.
We've got eight picks left.
But again, it's not Jacksonville. It's not the Giants. It's not the Cowboys. It's not the Bills. It's not the Bengals. It's not the Eagles. It's not cheap. Maybe the Saints to, you know, when they do a Jordan Love Packers type thing. But there's not like, I don't know that it's going here. Wow. this has been a wild, this has been a great first round, especially as a 49ers fan, having no pick since we mortgaged them for a quarterback that we're not going to use.
Well, we can take a moment and talk about Trey Lance. Sure. What do you think it is going to be, Brock Purdy, or is it going to be?
It is Brock Purdy's team. As long as Brock can throw, if you watch Bill, so right, Billy and I are both big 49er homers, and we were talking about it all during that. If you watch what he did, watch his footwork, watch his reads, watch his progressions. I don't think the Eagles beat us in that championship game. I really don't. I don't think the Eagles beat us if we don't lose all our quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right? If it's not McCaffrey just having to hand the ball off for two thirds of the game on a, you know, just a freak play. But it's a, he also, he fits Shanahan's offense. I really like the kid. So where I was talking about, like, kids that can grow and really mature. I was hoping we would see a Brock Purdy trade today and maybe us, you know, getting some picks out of it, or not Brock Purdy, Trey Lance trade today and us getting them out of it. I also think they might wait until they see how his arm looks. I think Purdy's arm is going to be, but it's Tommy John. Look at all the pitchers in the NFL. And
it's just a matter of they want to win this year, Trev. That's the thing. We were so close last year that
we're set up to win. And the way the contracts are laid out, the money's laid out, this is our window again. We're going to have to turn and burn. We only have a year or two left because of we're not going to be able to afford everybody else. So we got to turn and burn it. So I'll be interested to see where that goes. Man, I'm dying to know what they're going to do here.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Oh, interesting stat. Zay Flowers is the first Boston College wide receiver to ever go in the first round. It's the first time BC's ever had a wide receiver go in the first round. I mean, I don't really think a BC is wide receiver used, so that's not terribly shocking.
Nope. Not at all. Also the highest drafted player to play in the Shrine Bowl in 20 years, according to Shefty.
Yep.
Let's see. Come on, give me some updates.
So I would say right now, I think Seattle's having an amazing draft. And that pains me to say as a 49ers fan.
Yes.
Like, that hurts, right? I love, right? They got their guy. They like
JSN.
Yeah.
And then they also...
they got Witherspoon now.
Yeah, Witherspoon.
Whoever I think is the best cornerback, it's, you know, do I think it was Gonzalez or... they obviously love Witherspoon. So they got their guy. And I like Witherspoon a lot. And then... right, and then they go get JSN. Like I think they're killing it, and I don't know that this could have gone worse for the Lions. Right, and now if Jack Campbell turns into a 12-year All-Pro, right, like just monster middle linebacker, then sure, right, like it saves it, but that. That Gibbs pick is just,
yeah.
That Gibbs pick.
They must be featuring him in everything. You know, you have to wonder if you're making a pick like this. What were you thinking of giving David Montgomery such a like that amount of money?
To just say, I'm going to draft, like, you have his handcuff. You have Swift. They have to trade him. They have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to. They, like, if they don't trade him. So I'll say it this way. I'll say it like I said earlier. I think they hold on to him until somebody gets hurt and then they trade him. But if they don't, if we're getting close to season, I'm not. I want no part of that. I actually want no part of that backfield. I'll have zero, 0 to 1% shares. That's all I'll have across my portfolio. Like I drafted 700 something teams last year and there was a couple guys that like I take stands on, and I'll take a couple of shares, but I'll have none of that because you're trying, right? I get you want one or two spike weeks, but that's just brutal.
Yeah, that's terrible for real life and for fantasy. It's just that we got the Minnesota pick. It's Jordan Addison.
Oh my gosh, my quarterback prop is alive, baby. Let's go. I like it. I like Jordan there.
All right, who do the Jags take now at 24? Well, Addison, I think, is the perfect. He's like the Adam Thielen replacement.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's just a great. I think that's just a great pick for them.
Yep.
I think that's a fantastic pick.
Well, let me see. What are my shares of Addison right now? Wide receiver.
How wild is it that we just draft year round now? Think about this.
I have 25% of Jordan Addison.
I would argue there's a hard to be a. He's the clear number two.
In a pass first offense.
In a pass first offense.
Where the team has to guard or double team Justin Jefferson.
I'm with a stud tight end.
Yep. Yep. I think it's beautiful.
I think that's a great landing spot for him. I'm if you're a Minnesota fan, you're happy. Scott Fish is happy right now.
Yes.
Well, it's
Jordan.
Yeah, agreed, Pete. Yeah, that's a I wouldn't be shocked though if another wide receiver went here. Like if they just not to the Jags. The Jags aren't taking a wide receiver. But
yeah, we're seeing a wide receiver run. But I wonder if someone trades up here with the Jags. Because the Jags need a little bit of sprinkling of everything.
Yeah,
and they don't need a lot of offense.
No, they need defense. They 100% need defense here. They do not need offense. Like as I'm looking, like, I really like Nolan Smith to them. Joey Porter. Yep. Joey Porter Jr. is still there. I actually like Brian Branch out of Alabama. I think that kid's a stud. I think he's a really good safety.
I have Brian Branch going at 25 to the Giants, so hopefully not.
I like Branch.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his. Nolan Smith. I mean, the Georgia guys, like the Alabama guys, have shown they can play in the NFL. So there is, Giant trade. The Giants are on the clock. The Giants trade 20. So they trade 24 for 25 and 160 for 240, according to Rapp.
There must be a wide receiver that they didn't want to not get.
Okay. So are they? So I think they're going Marvin Mims. I think Mims is getting moved all the way up. I think he's skipping. You heard it here. I think Tillman, Hyatt, Reed, and Mingo are all getting skipped, and they go after Mims.
No way. Maybe Downs, but that would be on brand. Yeah. The slot receiver.
Yeah. Josh Downs out of North Carolina.
I have him in the second round, but
no, Jose was asking. I would love to. Okay, here we go. Hold on, we get more notifications. I'm trying to keep this updated. Oh, Jalen, so Giants get first round pick, Jag switch, and then they get a fifth and a seventh.
Sure.
Okay, so they were worried. So what if the Giants are going defense and forget wide receiver. The Jags didn't need a wide receiver. They're going defense here.
The Giants need safety and linebacker. And I had Brian Branch going to the Giants.
Right. So it's Branch or Smith for me now. That's who I think is going. I think they're worried the Jags were going to take one of their guys. And the Jags might have somebody that they're like, okay,
We've got a couple guys, you know, we've got two, three guys.
Six in one hand, half dozen in another. We like both of them. All right. Ooh, Jalen Carter out talking smack. I like it.
What's he saying now?
He said, I have nothing to say to the teams that passed on me. Love it. I love it. I'm a Jalen Carter stan, so.
Let's see, Jalen Carter to the Eagles. That was a real savvy pick by the Eagles trading up. That was real nice. Yep. That was real, real nice. Let's see. Are we going to get...
I mean, you know the pick. Like, if you traded, like, give us the pick.
Deontay Banks, cornerback.
Said there. They were obviously worried the Jags were taking him, which that's a need for them. They needed a cornerback. So
I had the Chargers taking Banks. So, okay. the Jaguars are back on the clock, right? Looks like it.
Yeah. And so I think Nolan's going here now. I think Nolan Smith goes to them.
Yeah, they need
or they go Porter. Maybe they really liked, they need the end, or they liked Porter, right? I know that, you know, ooh, Miles Murphy maybe?
Miles Murphy is there, and I had Miles Murphy mocked earlier this week at 9. So,
they have Player Profiler has him at 16. But they got Smith and Murphy there. I think, right? It's Smith. For me, it's Smith and Murphy. Who do they like better? And that makes sense, right? Hey, we'll take a couple picks. We like both of these ends, and we can get whoever we want there.
We're doing some refreshing here. I mean, according to ESPN, best available is Will Levis right now, but best fit is Joey Porter. So we will see what comes of this pick for the Jags. Unfortunately, I had mocked. where is this? I had mocked Darnell Wright to the Jags, but he went much earlier.
Like, he went lunacy earlier.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still, like, when you go through.
Darnell Wright. Yikes.
Yeah. Like, the Bears took him at 10. I mean, obviously.
He was 22nd ranked player on BFF.
Yeah. I mean, they had him at, where did. They had him at 19 on Player Profilers. So, I mean, they're. Obviously, the Bears liked him. They said, this is our guy. This is our tackle. This is our guy. This is a guy we love. You know, let's go after him and let's go get him. I'm interested. Yeah, I really just think it's got to be Murphy or Smith here for the Jags. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Yeah, thanks, Jose. My QB prop is looking good because I got my butt kicked in baseball today. So the problem was, so we laddered. We'll talk a little baseball for a few seconds while we're waiting here. So I laddered Shane McClanahan, who's arguably one of the top three pitchers in baseball right now. But the Rays go up. He gets to the fifth. He's right on track. He's cruising. He's mowing guys down.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network, with gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply. How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network, with gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
the Rays score 12 runs and they're up by 10. So they pull him because he's only at 57 pitches. Well, that cost me a bunch of units. I mean, I'm up plenty this month. Like if you're complaining and you follow me about units, like I got nothing to say. I legitimately we're probably going to be, my goal was 30 this month when I got hot. And I mean, we're good shot with that at 40. So, but yeah, so that's, but my QB prop here can help make it up. So we got it. Oh my, the Bills just traded up. The Bills are now on the clock. So who do they, I mean, they're not taking a quarterback.
No, the Bills, they are on the clock and it doesn't look like, are they keeping their first round pick?
I don't know. All I saw, I saw the rap tweet that their Bills are on the clock.
So far on PFF, they update it, like refresh it really quick.
Yeah.
And it looks like Buffalo still has 27 as well.
Ooh. So what did they,
could they go tight end? Could they go like Mayer?
What is
or Buffalo? Buffalo,
I mean,
I have Buffalo mocked for, I mean, I, this was Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I mean,
Dalton Kincaid.
Do they, I mean, does Alvia move up from TCU? I mean, do they need, I mean, they need a little bit of line help, but
defensive interior, is this like a Bressy move?
Or do they, or is it, yeah, this is,
did Joey Porter Jr. go off yet?
No.
Maybe it's Joey Porter.
Yeah, maybe they go Joey Porter because they, right? I mean, again, they got, you know, they're going to get some wide receivers. So,
right.
Interesting. This is an interesting trade for me. Because, again, we know the Jags need D. So, and the Buffalo's in the same thing. Like, they're like, let's win now. We got the guys. So,
no, it is 25, 4, 27, and 130.
Is that okay?
Yeah, so the Jags do move down just two spots.
So, man, I mean, they're just, I mean, they're stacking mid-round pick. They're going to have like four fourth-round picks this year.
Yeah, good for the Jags.
Well, my long shot MVP is T-Law this year, FYI.
That's not a bad pick at all. I like it.
For the value and what they can, you know, look at what he did with just 1 year of real coaching.
And then you add Calvin Ridley in a second year.
Right. And they, and a defense that's solid, great head coach, won a Super Bowl. I like it. How did we do the draft before we had access to all this data so fast? We just sat and watched on TV and waited like everybody else. This is so much more fun to have all the data coming through.
Absolutely. And I mean, even last year, Trev, I was just sitting on my couch, like tweeting a little bit. Yeah. Like I didn't have a live stream going. I didn't talk about each of the picks or speculating, much less having guests on. So this has been an absolute treat having you on.
It's been great. It's partially, like I said, like why we did what I did. Cause like, I have time to do stuff like this now. And oh my gosh.
Dalton Kincaid.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, pants are all the way off.
Rip Dawson Knox shares. Rip Dawson Knox shares.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh. Oh.
Wow. Insane. Oh, where did you get that updated first? Who PFF. Got it first?
PFF.
PFF. Man, I have a PFF account. I'm logging in.
Yeah, go to their live 2023 NFL draft tracker.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Pants all the way off. Tight end. Kincaid is my most drafted tight end at 22%.
That is, I am, oh, my gosh. That is a.
Let's go. Let's go, baby.
That's as good. Like, that's as pure as you can run. For you, that's as pure as you can run. And that's why they traded up, because the Cowboys were going to take him.
Yes.
Yeah. Like even
now
better.
The Cowboys take Michael Mayer.
They don't even have. Possibly. Although, man, it's not updating on Twitter. Is your Twitter updating?
No.
Neither is mine.
Dalton Kincaid broke Twitter.
He did. Like, I'm not getting any updates. The last update I got on the draft was 3 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. Dalton Kincaid, he is my most drafted tight end by far. Let's go.
I want to retweet somebody's tweet and talk about how Dawson Knox is dead. Oh, my. Imagine all the people that have those Dawson Knox shares right now.
I had zero Dawson Knox, I'm pretty sure. In fact, I had to stop myself from drafting Kincaid so much. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow, I still haven't got an update on the pick yet. It broke Twitter, right? Is it me? Are you getting any updates about the pick?
No, I've gotten nothing.
I think Twitter's down.
Oh my gosh.
Man, I'm really liking my quarterback prop.
This is looking so good for you, Trev.
Yeah. I got a lot of shit over that today, too. I literally got told the books know. That's why it's juiced to the over, blah, blah, blah. I feel like Twitter's broke. Twitter can't go down in the middle of a draft. Like, this is not okay. Let me check TweetDeck.
I'm just tweeting out Kincaid, period. Pants all the way off.
Okay, it's
I just tweeted. We'll see if it goes through.
Oh, it just came through. Literally, PFF had that 5 minutes before everybody else.
Wow. Yeah, there we go. We'll see. I mean, ESPN hasn't even updated.
Yeah, they just player profiler just put it out. Impressive by PFF.
Let's go.
Yeah, I went to TweetDeck because I got TweetDeck open in another window to see.
Yeah, it looks like it hasn't updated in the last 5 minutes. Oh, really? My tweet didn't even go through. I tweeted. Oh, no, it's here now.
It's going through. Listen to this. This is interesting that just came out. Go look at Mort Report. Go look at pull up and show it real quick. Go look at the what Chris Mortensen just tweeted. I think this is pretty pretty interesting tweet for anybody to see.
Oh, do you mind if I read it?
Yeah, let's read it. Let's talk about it.
Will Levis's left toe that caused him to miss two games last year was, quote, problematic for one team that considered him. Levis says that, quote, toe has healed, quote, and is good to go. Another team believes Levis could manage it, but thought surgery would need discussion after the season. Levis disagrees.
I think that's
interesting. Wow.
Man, I will say this, right? And I'm a little bit of a homer now, and I'll take ownership of that. Obviously, going to work for Player Profiler, I'm excited to be there. But they've been ahead with their news breaks. If you're following like tweet alerts, they've been ahead of Rap. They've been ahead of Shefty. Like however they're pulling their news feed, and I don't know how they're doing it. Between them, and PFF, they've been ahead of everybody else today. It's kind of cool for me. It's a cool to see for the fantasy community.
Absolutely. And we'll keep these in mind for next year when, we know what's coming through and what's not.
Yeah, this is, I'm excited for that pick. I just think that's an ideal landing spot for him.
That's a balls to the wall pick for the Buffalo Bills. Like, they needed another weapon, and you have to wonder if they view Kincaid as not just a, you know, a tight end, but as a...
Listen, he has the Gronk, Andrews, Kelsey, right? He has that prototype. He has the ability to be that guy, to be a wide receiver and a tight end body.
Where is his dynasty ADP? Let me look.
Not high enough.
Well, it's going to rise. It's rising today.
Yeah.
His, based on where I'm looking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. He's being drafted 16th right now in ADP in Dynasty.
So he's going first round now. He's going first round now.
He moves ahead of Zach Evans. He moves ahead of Will Levis, obviously. Yeah, I think he's a first round pick in your back end first round pick in your dynasty.
Want to know what the best part of this pick is for me? On top of it, they jumped in front of the Cowboys to take him. I love that they jumped in front of the Cowboys to take them. If you're watching the stream, you can see something I'm doing there. Yeah. So I love it. What a way, because.
You have to think that Mike McCarthy and the rest of the Joneses are squirming right now.
They have to be. You haven't seen any updates yet. And they've got to be almost out of time.
Nothing.
How much time do they have left? Let me go to the track. Yeah, they're down to 2 minutes.
Show us the rest.
Yeah, that's I like that. Just like things that make your heart warm. So, right? It's got to be Meyer now, right? You would think they're taking Meyer here.
You'd have to think that's the next move.
Okay, all right. Hear me out. It's the Cowboys, right? It's Jerry Jones. What does Jerry Jones love more than a fat kid loves cake? He loves running backs. What if they took Zach here? It's Jerry loves him. Like we know how that crazy old man feels.
Does tonight's draft shift the Lions divisional prop for you?
Yes. 100%.
I think it shifts too.
I tweeted earlier, rip my Dan Campbell coach prop share.
Yep. That hurts.
I'm as great as they've done the last couple of years. I am as disappointed as I could be as I could be today. Right.
But your quarterback prop is looking good.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is. Yeah. I love it. They're down. What do we got? How much time we got left?
The pick is in.
It's in. All right. Pick is in.
We have an update? Come on, PFF. Give me an update.
All right. You watch PFF. I'll check Twitter.
Motsy Smith. Defensive interior, Michigan.
So here's what I'm thinking, right? PFF obviously has their connection to the NFL. I think they're getting access to the live news feed that the NFL putting out. Agreed. The Lions could come around, Jose, in the second round, but they wasted that. More than anything, the Gibbs pick was a waste. They missed. You can't pay Monty. The problem is you can't pay Monty and waste that capital of pick in the NFL. You just can't do it. Right now, if they don't sign Monty in the offseason and pay him, I'm totally okay with that pick there.
It's just a clear miscalculation of positional value.
Mozzie goes there, though. Really?
I had Mozzie at 33.
Yeah, I thought Mozzie was going to go. I had Mozzie more in the 40s. Where did Player Profiler? We had him at 46. So. So my.
Oh, I have 18% Dalton Kincaid in underdog as well.
Oh, nice. So I will say the one thing I'm not doing now that's like super helping me is I unloaded every dynasty team I have. I have no dynasty now. So while I'm watching and paying attention, it's allowed me to do a little bit more. So I appreciate that side of it. We're getting some notifications. What do we got? We got some notifications. Well, you guys are like 3 minutes behind.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so. So, right, because two. So, okay, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Is Knox just their blocking tight end now? And Kincaid's their pass catcher? Do they just
I think they draft Kincaid to be the pass catcher. And I think Gabe Davis now loses a lot of the middle of the field targets that he was getting. I think this hurts Gabe Davis's floor. This hurts Gabe Davis's floor a lot.
Yeah, like super now. Okay.
You know, so Gabe Davis is going to keep his ceiling because he just runs deep routes, but he's not going to be targeted middle of the field. It's going to be Kincaid.
Right. So, all right. So, do the Jags go? Do the Jags go Torrance out of Florida, who I actually like above Avila, even though some people have Avila a little higher.
I have Torrance at 29 going to the Saints.
Yeah, I like Torrance a little better. ESPN has him a little too high. So I wonder if that they need help there. They need help. Again, we're just talking about deep. Listen, how excited are the Jags if Nolan or Murphy are their guys too? Right? Like, what if those are their guys right, and they picked up all those extra picks for it?
Man, the fact that, like, Murphy has fallen.
Yeah, there's a bunch of.
Joey Porter is still out there, isn't he?
Yeah, like.
Nolan Smith? Has Nolan Smith gone off?
No, that's what I said. Like,
yeah.
What if Nolan Smith's been their guy and they said, hey, these guys are trading up. This is what they're going for. We can pick up these extra picks and we can still get Smith our guy. And we just got two extra fourth round picks out of it.
Oh,
right. And what if one of them, like, that's the whole thing, right? Like, those are the guys that when they hit. So, right. Look at, like, I'll use the run of both Seattle and the 49ers in the recent last 10 years. When Seattle built that Legion of Boom, all those secondary guys were third, fourth, and fifth round picks, right? The Niners, sure, they got Bosa early and some other guys, but all that stuff that is hit is second, third, fourth round picks. Those are the guys that make or break NFL teams, I think, way more than the first round guys. So this is I still think, like, the Jags, they need a lineman, right? Which, again, we saw, right, Lawrence running for his life this year. So for me, it's O-line or D-line, like, or an end. But if they liked, like, who they are there, interesting. I don't love. Interesting.
Yeah, the pick is in for the Jags. It hasn't loaded yet.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Did we get it?
Wow. Oh no. Okay, it was a fake tweet. I thought that was one. That's why I didn't say
anything. We got it. Anton Harrison, tackle out of Oklahoma.
Wow.
You mentioned offensive line. There we go.
Yeah, that was – they needed the help there, right? Like Lawrence was one of the – right behind – I think he was the most sacked behind Fields last year.
Yeah.
So,
right. I had Anton Harrison at 31, so not too far off, but –
Yeah, I think everybody had him right around there. Like, I like Harrison. Some people have Torrance a little higher. I like both. I like Harrison and Torrance. Harrison, you know, I mean, the guy has a right. Like, he has what you want in a tackle, right? He's 6'4", 310, 320, and he's running under a 5 second 40. Like, those are guys you want on the edge that can get off the ball and go after these speedsters like Reddick coming around the corner trying to murder you.
And his pass block grades were phenomenal. So that's what you want, you know, 6'4", 315, and 21 years old. So will continue to grow with Trevor Lawrence for probably the rest of his career. All right, the Bengals are on the clock. Do you think they go Michael Mayer?
No, I think they go defense. I mean, they need a tight end.
I put Kincaid there, and Buffalo already took him. So,
the question for me becomes: Do they think they can keep their wide receiver duo together, or not? Right? Like, is that like in their? If they can keep both of them, I like tight end for them. I like D-line, DN a little more, right? Like, I think I like Nolan Smith here. I like Porter, right? Like,
yep.
I could see it really from Mayer Smith, but they need some defensive help. Like, they need to be able to stop Buffalo and Kansas City, and their offense isn't the issue. Right, they need some defensive help. I think they need, but a lot of people see them going, you know, tight end here. This has been such a wild first round. I think it's probably thrown some of these guys off. Like, they're having to take a little more time and be like, okay, we didn't expect any of these guys to be here. And I think now that we're here, tomorrow we see trade ups into the early second round for the quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that's
right.
That's
I don't possible. Think they're going tonight. I don't think Hooker or Levis is going tonight. I don't think either one of them's going now.
Schefter just tweeted less than a minute ago. Kentucky quarterback Will Levis, who is considered to be in consideration in the top four picks, took 8 top 30 visits in recent weeks to the Panthers, Texans, Colts, Raiders, Titans, Bucks, Falcons, and Patriots.
Wow.
And none of them took him first round. I mean, it's teams doing due diligence, obviously, but.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't hear any Jamarcus Russell stories out of him, like you didn't watch the whole playbook, but.
I mean, the mayonnaise in your. What was it? Coffee?
Oh, that like that one killed me. So today it was, I got to find it real quick. There was, hold on, let me find it here.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Twitter's been busy today. I got to scroll through it. Where is it? That's not my profile. Where's my profile? Hold on, I'm pulling it up here. Hold on here. A lot of tweets today. A lot of tweets. Where is it? So this is what I said today. I'm going to liken it to this. So PJ Tucker of the Philadelphia 76ers came out and said, Italian food in America is way better than Italian food in Italy.
Yes.
And so, right, getting very roasted.
I heard about that.
So my response was,
oh, we got the pick for the Bengals.
Oh.
Wow. Miles Murphy, Edge.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow. I mean, I thought they'd go defense, but, dude, what's wrong with Nolan Smith? What are these – What do we not see with Nolan Smith?
You have to think Nolan Smith is a pick here possibly for the Saints or the Eagles.
So interesting to me. Player Profiler had Miles Murphy as their number 16.
I had Miles Murphy at 22 to the Ravens.
Wow, that's interesting that they I like Nolan Smith. I'm surprised. Again, these guys are getting a little more. I just trust these guys to get a little more data than us. That they're trying. Like, I thought, right? I was talking about it earlier. They want that Hassan Reddick prototype, right? That the Eagles shown they want a guy hunting down these mobile quarterbacks.
And that's why I had Nolan Smith at 14 to the Patriots. Yeah, like, I thought he would go much earlier.
I'm interesting. Oh, I just hold on. I gotta do something real quick. I gotta send him a message. Hold on, give me one sec.
You're all good. We're having a good time here. We're down to the last three picks, the first round. Trev, it has been such a treat having you on for the better half of. It'll be over 2.5 hours by the time this thing finishes up.
This is so funny. This was a fun way to do the draft.
This is a lot of fun chatting through, trying to predict.
Yeah.
PFF users picked Michael Mayer here. And New Orleans is not going to go tight end. Philadelphia is not going to go tight end. I mean, maybe someone trades up with Kansas City or Philadelphia to get Michael Mayer, but probably not. Is Michael Mayer second round now?
Yeah, I don't think you need to. Like, I mean, we have... Right, we got three picks. Who do we? I have no idea what the Saints are going to do here. I'll just be honest. They need a ton of help. They got so maybe they were hoping for Murphy, right? Nolan. I like. Who are the Chiefs? All right, let's talk about like the defending Super Bowl game, right? We got the Eagles and the Chiefs. Who do we like? Do the Eagles go? Do the Eagles take a receiver?
I had the Eagles going edge, Will McDonald. Maybe if Nolan Smith is there, they take an edge.
But right, but they got it. Do they really need another edge like that? I can see them go. As crazy as this sounds, do they go wide? You know, do they go third wide receiver here? Do they go right? Like, do they get a guy they can? You know,
I mean, there were a lot of early mocks putting JSN, you know, at that 10th pick with Philadelphia. So,
right, like, is there somebody they like here that says, "Hey, we get a little speedster." You know, put them in for Devonta and AJ and see what they get. That was wild. This has been wild, wild, wild today. I'm glad we jumped on. This has been fun to watch through in person because
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. Talking through the draft, people who have been falling and rising. Let's just re-inventory which first round picks or projected first round picks have not gone yet. Will Levis is still out there.
Nolan Smith,
Michael Mayer,
Joey Porter Jr.
Yep. Joey Porter Jr. And Brian Branch is still out there, right?
No, Branch went.
Oh, where did he go? Did I miss that?
Yeah. Branch went to, oh no, he didn't go. Banks went. Sorry. Yeah. You're right. Banks went. Branch
is still out there. And then Brian Breesy is still out there. Osiris Torrance.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that's it. Those are the ones that I have.
The Chiefs need some O-line help too. I could see him going O-line over receiver here.
You think Osiris Torrance possibly?
For sure. That wouldn't shock me.
Because did DeJuan Jones go off yet?
No.
Okay, because he was the other one that the tackle that I had going at 32 to Pittsburgh. Yeah. But Pittsburgh took a tackle.
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, this has been, I think the Eagles go line. Man, the Chiefs need a wide receiver. They need wide receiver help.
Yep.
I'm looking at, do they like Mingo? Do they my question is, what's the prototype guy they like? Do they like a Hyatt Reed type of guy? Or do they like a Tillman Mingo?
Tillman was the pick by Lance Zierlein, and it got a lot of heat. But
interesting.
I feel like Jalen Hyatt more fits with the Sky Moore / Kadarius Toney type. You know what I mean? I don't know if you want a third of those smaller receivers, those nimble frames.
Man, interesting. Did you see that tweet from Shefty? Clemson DN Miles Murphy is the first defensive lineman the Bengals have drafted in the first round since 2001.
We got so Brian Breesy to New Orleans.
Okay. That doesn't shock me. I'm surprised he went over Nolan. Nolan had to have interviewed terrible, right? He's just having to have met with these teams and just not they see something. They're all passing on him. So yep. What do all these people see that no one else sees?
I don't know. This is definitely been a wild draft here.
Yeah. I mean, this is right around where everybody had him, had Breesy mocked, was in this area. Yep. So now I'm curious, I think the Eagles are going to go O-line, right? You got Lane Johnson getting older, right? You got Kelsey getting older, right? Kelsey probably only has a year or two left where he's made enough money. They've won some Super Bowls. He's like, fuck it, I retire.
Right. Coming up, you've got DeJuan Jones, you've got Steve Avila, you've got John Michael Schmitz as a center.
Yeah, they definitely need some help. They need help at line. I like Avila. I don't think they go center yet, even though they could, right? Schmitz. I like Schmitz. I like Tippmann out of Wisconsin. And then they move him to guard for a year or two until Kelsey's done. And then they say, hey, right? And then they say, hey, we can move him back. I actually think that's a good pick for the Saints.
According to Rappaport, Nick Underhill nailed that call 2 days ago.
Interesting.
Underhill does have a good pulse of the Saints. He's one of the better beat writers.
Yeah.
When it comes to being tapped into what the team is thinking, what the team is, you know, what direction they're going with. And like him and Jordan Ronan of the Giants, I feel like Ronan has a pretty good pulse as well.
So here's something I think is unique. I think the Niners beat reporters know what's going on. I think they're basically on the payroll, and so they don't say anything because they're on the payroll. Like, I legitimately think, like, they're getting, like scoops and then to, like, mess with the media. I genuinely believe that.
Let's do all the refreshing.
Yep. Yeah. Man, Will Levis all dressed up, nowhere to go. I knew I shouldn't have played baseball today. I was so concentrated on the draft. I'm like, I put in some time, but I didn't put in the time I should have. Trey got me there. He got me. Oh, fuck you, Clint. That's me most nights. I got my ass kicked today. I was due for a bad day. All right. Well, hopefully we get some bets back up for the board tomorrow. Like, they knew, this is how much Vegas knew this was about to be chaos. Think about it. 10 minutes before the draft, they ripped every bet off and took them down.
Yep. Yep. They took them down.
Yep. They knew it was about to be wild. Oof. Oof. Bad day. Colty's having a bad day. Oof.
We all have our bad days.
Ah, man, it's all good. It happens. It just, like, so me and Gina were
all
talking
right.
About
we got it. We got Nolan Smith.
Finally. I think that's
a great pick. It's about dang time.
Yeah, I think that's I think the Eagles have to be ecstatic with that pick.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think they have to be, like, insanely excited with that. All right, so do the Chiefs go wide receiver here? Do they step up and take – is there – right, because what is – let me look at round two, because round two is a little wild.
Yeah, the Eagles front seven, dang.
That's – the Eagles front seven is nice. Totally agree, Andrew. That's a studly front seven.
I mean, you get – Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter in this draft. I don't think they thought that they would get both of them in this draft, much less one.
I mean, Howie's going down as, like, the GM of the century at this point, right?
Holy guacamole. Yeah, Nolan Smith, I had him going at 14 to the Patriots. So to get him at pick 30.
Everybody had him at top 5 and top 20 at the worst.
Let's see.
Wild. Okay, so best on board, right? So, like, who's left? Again, do they want a big body, Tillman, Mingo? Or do they want a slot, you know, a slot guy, a Reed, a Hyatt, a Mims, maybe even Josh Downs? Like, so if they go wide receiver here,
Dell, even, yikes. I wouldn't pick Dell, but he can separate. Tank Dell.
Oh.
It's all about separation. And, you know, Kadarius Toney can. Sky Moore has nice speed.
Do they go? All right, I gotta go look back at all the picks again. Hold on, I gotta go rounds. So Kansas went Murphy, he went, I'm trying to like go through my list here of who's available. All right, hear me out. Hear me out.
Throw it at me.
What if they draft Kelsey's replacement?
What if they take
Michael Mayer here and draft Kelsey's replacement? I think that'd actually be a solid pick. I don't love the wide receivers here. I like if they're gonna go D line, right? I like Uzoma. They need offensive line help. I like Avila. I mean their need is wide receiver, but do they know, hey, we got a year, maybe two left out of Kelsey? That's all they got left. Kelsey's going to walk out on top. He's made plenty of money.
This is a dynasty death sentence to Kelsey. I mean, we know it's coming soon, but this would be this is your last year, Kelsey, pretty much.
Yeah. Like the question is, so if you're on dynasty, then it's, do you run him out? Do you just say, listen, I got a year or two left. I'm going to run him into the ground. And interesting. I'm looking at Twitter. Michael Mayer's starting to get, all of a sudden people are like, hey, Mayer, I'm starting to see some Mayer, right? Like,
well, people weren't like overly impressed with his combine metrics.
Right.
But I mean, we'll see what happens.
I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, how happy are you today? Like, legitimately, how happy are you if you're an Eagles fan?
You are sleeping soundly for the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, I mean that was, all right.
Yeah, so much for Michael Mayer round one, right?
Yeah, like again, it's, I agree, Andrew. Like, is it a? The question is do they? Do they take the
pick never mind. We're not there yet. Pick is not in yet.
What made the Patriots so good for so long, on top of having one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live, was they were willing to get rid of a guy a year early instead of the year late, right? And they always had a replacement in line. If they like a tight end here, right? If they say, hey, we know how to use them, like we like tight ends here, and I'll be honest, and I'm a homer. Again, I'm a Hawkeye. I think they can get him later, but what if they took Laporta?
I mean, maybe. This could also be the Lions take Michael Mayer at 34.
Who knows what those lunatics are going to do at this point. I mean, the Eagles win the draft. The team is in the Super Bowl and they lose again.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. Like, absolutely insane. It's just wild to me. How much time do they got left? What do they got? I don't think the Chiefs were ready for who was going to be available right now. I think it's been such a wild first round that what they modeled out, right? Like, you got here and you were like, I'm not sure what to do. Yeah, totally agree. Yep. Couldn't agree more, Andrew, right? Like, it's a model that we're, I think Philly's doing it, right? Like, I think Philly's running that model. I think my Niners are running that model.
They got Jordan Davis. Like, literally, that defense is ready to rotate through.
They didn't want to pay him. That's why the Lions got rid of Hawk.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to pay him. Yeah, ultimately, it's the contract, right? So what in today's NFL, you got to hit on your guys that are young on their rookie deals in that first 4 or 5 years. You got to have those guys that hit. And when they do, you're ahead. That's, you get ahead there. That's it makes a difference. So, gosh. All right. No picks in. I'm going wild, and I'm going, I think they're going wide receiver. I think they're going
Cedric Tillman.
I like Tillman. I really like, so it's Tillman or Mims. I actually don't think it's Hyatt, Reed, or Mingo. I think it's Tillman first, Mims second, and it just depends on how they how they interviewed, how they did with them. But right, it's Tillman or Timms. So, like, I love it though.
Waiting with bated breath for the Chiefs.
Come on, give us our last pick.
The pick is not in yet. We still have another 4 minutes. Man, oh man.
I genuinely think they didn't expect who's available right now to be available right now. Like, this has been such a wild first
round.
They said
best available is Will Levis, best fit is Michael Mayer. And I don't think either of those. I mean, maybe Mayer. We talked about that earlier, but I mean.
Yeah, Mayer, if they love Mayer and they think he's the Kelsey heir apparent, then you take Mayer here. But they need, listen, they got Mahomes. Yep. They got Kelsey, right? They have the team to keep winning. They need a wide receiver. And they need some D-line help. But there's nobody else.
They need edge. They need defensive interior. And you mentioned wide receiver.
Yeah, and they had to have been looking and thinking, no way Nolan falls here, right? Like, no way Nolan falls.
I mean, they had to be prepared for, you know, if Nolan was there, but.
I'm dying to see who they take here.
This is. Yeah, pivot point and inflection point for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
because they screwed up this pick a couple years ago with CEH, frankly.
Oh, yeah, don't even. He's on my dead to me list, by the way.
Look, I'll take round 18 CEH, round 17.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. But I had him early, and he murdered me. Like, absolutely, positively murdered me. All right, I'm going to put in Tillman and vote. I voted for Tillman on PFF.
I also voted for Tillman.
I think actually it's a good pick for them. Cause if, and it's an if, right? If Tony were ever actually healthy, adding a big body would be the right guy to add there.
Philadelphia Eagles are plus 750 to win the 2024 Super Bowl.
Interesting tweet from Rap that's true, and how the Ravens took so many Bama players when they were rocking, and now the Eagles are eating all the Georgia players.
Yeah, there is how many? They have Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and Nolan Smith.
I cannot believe the Eagles walked away from the first round with Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. Say that out loud. That's they literally got the best player in the draft. Jalen Carter is the best player in this draft. Period. The end. He is the next game-changing interior D lineman. And then they got a top 15 guy at the 30th pick of the draft. Ugh. As a 49ers fan, I'm a little offended. So, this got to be close, right? What are we down to, Bradley? How much time we got left?
We are at the pick is in time. It is not official yet.
Ooh, pick is in, not official. I mean,
who is it going to be? It's going to be someone unsexy.
I'm really excited I got this. I got my quarterback prop pick in, though.
That was all right, we got Felix Anudike Uzoma.
I like the pick. They needed an end. They need a rusher. You've heard me mention Uzoma for the last 5 or 6 picks.
I had him going at 40, though.
Yeah, but I like him there. With what's happened and who's gone where,
yeah,
he's the next best DN.
There's not another edge out there.
No, there's not. Like, he's the next best one available. Thanks, Jose. Like, stay around. We might join tomorrow. You never know. You might see us.
This first round is nuts. A lot of reaching and underrating of players. I agree. There's been a lot of miscalculations. And this is just a reminder for everybody that these GMs are human and they get different information than we do. And sometimes they're set by pride. Sometimes they view team needs differently than what the public does. Sometimes they know more information about the players that are on their team than what the public knows. Like, for instance, you have to think that they knew about the Cam Robinson suspension for some time. The Jaguars did before making this pick, you know, for offensive linemen already. So this is pretty nuts. I'm going to go through and just vote real quick and we can talk through. I mean, it's obvious the worst pick of the first round was Jahmyr Gibbs to the Lions.
I don't understand. Like, I'm actually, you know what? Why you pull that? I'm going to pull up the last few years' draft. I just want to go through and, like, right? Because we can get myopic, right? Like,
right.
And like, oh, hey, we forgot about how bad this pick was. But you brought up one, right? Like CEH. All right, so let's go last year. Right? Like, okay, good, Neil. I mean, obviously, great pick by the Jets, great pick by the Falcons, amazing pick by the Saints. Jameson Williams yet to be determined by the Lions. Jordan Davis, obviously an amazing pick by the Eagles. I love Kyle Hamilton. Johan, I'm really liking that pick for the Commanders. Burks to the Titans, I love. Penning, right? Like, I think Penning was a good pick for the Saints. I didn't love Pickett in the first round, but they went with him.
Yeah, they needed quarterback, and I don't think there was a lot on the –
but there's,
yeah, there wasn't a lot on the free agent market.
Like, that is, like, egregious, right? It's like we go quickly through, like, the last few drafts. So let's go to – oh, hey, I found how to find it. That's kind of dope. All right, so – right. Okay, so now we can go a little egregious because now we have a little hindsight, right? So 2021, right? T-Law goes first. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance.
Ugh. Good, bad.
Yeah, I didn't want Trey Lance. I didn't think we should be trading up there. I understand why we did, right? They looked at all the pieces and said, hey, here are our guys. But let's read off who went after Zach Wilson and Trey Lance. You ready? Yeah. Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Penny Sewell, Jace Horn, Patrick Surtain, Devontae Smith, Justin Fields, Micah Parsons. Those are the picks in order.
After so those good. First two picks, there were right? no mistakes there. There were no mistakes.
I mean, it keeps going. Slater, Tucker, right? Tucker's been a stud. I mean, you know, he got a little hurt. Max, yet to be determined. Collins, Phillips, you know, Tony, we'll see. He never got healthy. I just don't think he wanted to play in New York. ETN was there. Harris was there. Nothing here was like, oh my gosh, that is so egregious. We will look back unless they something wild happens. We will look back for years and years and years to come and say, why on earth did Detroit take that draft pick there? I don't understand. Mm-mm. Right. Cause then we go a year before, right. And I know this one, like half of the picks up front, right. Joey Boot, you know, Joey to the Bengals stud, Chase Young stud. Akuda went to the Lions. Thomas, Tua went to the Dolphins. Herbert, Derek Brown, CJ Henderson. Oh, here's the next one. And again, with what happened, but no one likes this pick here. The Raiders went Henry Ruggs, right? That's the last egregious, like, where you're like, okay, because that was the pick that, even though he's had problems, Judy, Lamb, right? Jefferson was in that draft. Ayuk was in that draft. That's the rigor over JJ draft. But right, just going back a few years, I think we will look at this draft for a long time if the Lions don't deliver and get into the playoffs and like are really contending, I think we'll look back at this draft and say they really, really blew it with that pick.
I mean, it's the lowest percent liked pick in the first round by nearly double.
Are you looking at PFF?
Yes. Okay, I went through and I voted for each of them, and I think the lowest that I saw was 28% outside of the Jahmyr Gibbs pick. That one is 14%. Only 14% of people approve of that pick.
I'm trying to find the. I see the draft tracker, big board.
Yeah, like if you go to live draft tracker, there's like a voting system of whether you liked it or didn't like it for each of the picks.
I'm going to draft best available. Go to latest draft guide.
Andrew asks the question, why would the Falcons pick another running back? Because bad teams stay bad, right?
Yep. Have you seen, like, so again, so there's another one. Now, the only difference here is
that Bijan is.
Right. Arthur is shown that he wants to run the ball. Bijan is going to get the ball. I think people are going to project him around 2.25, like two, and I didn't even go that high. I think they say 225. Like a lot of people end at the 215 to 235 rush attempts. I think he gets Najee like numbers his first year. I think he gets 300 rushes. I think I'm going to be really, really high on Bijan, in especially best ball. I'll probably push him a little.
He's already very high. He's already going, you know, as the running back 3, running back 4.
Yeah, but I think he drops now. So now that he's here.
Yeah, now that he's attainable.
Yeah, I think he's going to drop a little bit and we can buy the dip. So I think at the start here, I think like this. I think this is going to be a good example of understanding when and where to get guys. Like if you want to go after him, I think we see him drop back down and then preseason hits. He's going to nuke some second and third teamers, and then he's going to rise back up because everyone's going to like, oh, they're just going to hand him the ball 300 times this year and just, you know, give him a Josh Jacobs workload. Yep. Would anybody be surprised if Bijan got a Josh Jacobs workload this year? No one would, right?
I won't. Billy Muzio put out his Bijan Robinson projections 2 hours ago. 230 carries, over 1,000 yards rushing, 9.5 rushing touchdowns, 43 receptions.
So, right, like I said, he's going to be a bell cow. I think his rush attempts are too low. I think he gets more.
Yep.
The only thing that could hold him back from that is
bad coaching.
They're going to be behind a ton, right?
But then they'll dump off to him. He'll stay on the field third down.
Right. What if he gets 225 carries, but he gets 60 catches? He breaks fantasy if he's not a first round pick. I'm in shock over this. And then, okay, let's talk about another trade from last season that, like, this is the only thing I think where Chicago's blew it.
Well, the Chase Claypool trade.
The Chase Claypool trade, and now Pittsburgh has the first pick tomorrow. Yep. Right? Like, that's the only thing I really think they've done wrong since revamping the front office is that pick. So let's give the guys a preview tomorrow. So let's look at, like, let's go to tomorrow and look at the picks for the second round.
Some of the best available. So obviously, you know, Levis is there at quarterback. But Michael Mayer did not get drafted. That was surprising. A lot of people had Michael Mayer, including myself, as a firm first round pick. But then Joey Porter, there had been rumblings that Joey Porter was going to fall a little bit, but I didn't think he would fall out of the first round.
All right, so the Steelers need help everywhere for the most part.
Do you think they do go Joey Porter?
I think there's a really good chance they do now. Then we got the Cardinals behind them. I think the Cards go wide receiver. No, I think the Cards. I think they go wide receiver or tight end.
The Cardinals have two tight ends. They got Ertz coming off the ACL, and they've got McBride. They spent second round on.
Yeah, that's why I think there's a shot they go Mayer. They're trying to. Everybody's seen what happens now when you have an elite tight end, from Gronk to Kelce, right? Andrews. The league has shown when you have a guy that can run over the middle is unguardable. It's the Cards.
I don't know if teams view Michael Mayer as unguardable though.
I agree, but it's the Cards. I'm counting them on doing something weird. We got the Lions up again. They're surely going to screw this up.
Seattle, my Hendon Hooker round two Seattle pick still holds.
All right, so the Rams finally got a pick. Who do the Rams take? They got the fifth pick in the second round. Who do you think the Rams take?
I had them taking Cam Smith, I believe.
Okay. Another boring day for us 49er fans, by the way, because we also mortgaged our second round pick this year. So,
but you got three picks?
No, but yeah, but we got, listen, we traded our second this year for CMC. I'm happy with giving up our second this year for CMC.
Yeah, that works.
I'm cool. Like that one, that's one of those trades like, oh, that was a good job. Right. The Lions, the Rams are interesting. Man, Seattle's got a nut, right? Seattle's got another, right? They're the sixth pick in the second round. I think we're going to see a lot of trading tomorrow, too. I think tomorrow is, as much as today was get your guy, I think tomorrow is going to be get your guy. I think tomorrow is going to be, I think tomorrow could be more wild. As crazy as it sounds, I think tomorrow could be more wild than today with like, guys, we thought we were going in the fourth, start going in the second. And
that would not surprise me. We both viewed like these, there aren't like standouts. Like obviously the tier, there are a couple first round tier people that we expected, but it's pretty flat like the rest of the way, Trev. So
yeah.
I agree with you. We could see some wild, relatively wild picks.
Yeah, like I could see like, let's work our way down a little bit. Again, you've heard me mention Mims. I could see him moving up a ton. Michael Wilson out of Stanford. I actually like him quite a bit. I could see him. Does Tajay Spears out of Tulane move up?
I had both of those as third round picks.
Right. Like, but
we'll
again,
probably see him tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, these are the guys that like, do they start? Who are like we thought we were going in the third?
Oh, I have Dwayne McBride going in the third.
Right. Like, who do they?
To the Arizona Cardinals. Let's
this
go.
This is a, I want to do like, I might take baseball off tomorrow and just mess with like some mocks and stuff. Just so, because this is so interesting to me now.
The next running back off the board is Charbonnet.
All right.
You were even speculating that Charbonnet might go round one with the way things have been going.
All right, so let's go. Let's talk through running back. Yeah, I get it, right? If you're a Bears fan, Andrew, right? Like you're frustrated. Okay. What if
the Cardinals go Charbonnet?
What if they don't think Charbonnet's what if they like running backs but they don't think Charbonnet's the guy? Right? Like what I'm going with it is, what if a team thinks, you know, I just keep going back to him. I think Roschon Johnson is the second best running back in this draft. So it's not crazy. There's people that think that too. If Roschon is not behind Bijan, he's the number two pick in this draft. If he plays anywhere behind Bijan, he's the number two pick in this draft. That's my take. And I think some NFL teams might see that. So, like, I'm not a Bigsby guy. I think he's too small. Like, just my, like, you know, that's my, you know.
I mean, I have 36% Roschon in underdog, and I have 19% in drafters.
There you go. Like that's a, I think Roschon's going second round tomorrow. I think he's, I think teams also know that while it's right, there's not bell cow running backs per se. We're only got a handful. The running back by committee and having a guy that can catch passes and run out of the backfield is pretty high. And Roshan's that guy. Roshan can do both at, you know, 6'2", 220, right? Like running people over. So, and in the, what I liked about him in the big games, he stepped up. Like when they played Alabama, he had a big game. When they played BU, they had a big game. Like he was there in like big games when they needed him to be there. So that one, I like him there. Wide receiver gets.
I mean, you could go Jaden Reed. He's been getting a lot of love lately.
I also like, I don't think he goes tomorrow. I like, so later guys, I like Hutch quite a bit. I think Hutch has the ability to be a real NFL number two. I don't think he's a number one, but I like, I think Hutch, I think people look at Hutch and think he's done growing. I think he has the ability to develop. I like him. I actually like Darius Davis out of TCU. I think he has some upside. Just, again, tiny guy, right? Tiny little slot receiver, but so fast. That's interesting to me. I think listen, Iowa's proven they are tight end you, right? I think Laporta gets maybe a little steamed just because of, you know, his size, his stature, what he can do. Because Laporta can block, right?
He can. I had the Lions taking Laporta at 48.
That wouldn't surprise me. Okay. Let's talk that now. Okay. So let's go quarterback. Because my actual next best quarterback off the board, this is my hot take, is actually Tanner McKee out of Stanford.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I think he has the most potential. I'm not a Levis guy. I'm not a Hooker guy. I'm really not a Hooker guy in any sort of way. Not a Hooker guy. Who do you think he could go to? Like when you start looking at who's available in the second, you know, who needs a quarterback in the second round?
I mean, I was projecting the Raiders to take a quarterback.
I like that.
Tennessee Titans, there was a lot of rumblings about the Titans taking a quarterback. The Atlanta Falcons.
Yep. So I think there's a chance we see three quarterbacks, right? We see all three go tomorrow in the second round. And wouldn't surprise you, right? Like you just said, we see the Raiders, Titans, Falcons all go QB in that next round.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I actually mocked
even Seattle
earlier this week, Tanner McKee to the Patriots week round three.
I could see him even getting pushed tomorrow because Seattle's got two picks in tomorrow's round two. Yep. So I'm glad they paid Geno, but Geno's in his 30s and Geno was efficient. He had a very good year. You gotta have the next man up in this league. So that's I think there's some. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. I'm excited to digest this a little bit.
Gotta let it percolate.
I'm definitely going to go find Detroit Lions Twitter tonight when I'm laying in bed and just read.
They're
Detroit.
Already asleep. They've already.
they're having nightmares. Yeah, but now we're going to have like the drunk tweeters like that are still up drinking. It's midnight. They're at the casino in downtown. They're getting some Greek food. Sorry, Joe. That's
the poor Raiders. Sorry.
Yeah, they're under the problem. The problem is, I feel like Josh is trying to be Bill instead of trying to be himself.
Yeah, all of those are just, it's clear that there are mistakes being made one after the other, you know, bringing in a Jacoby Myers, you know, bringing in, you know, you've got Josh Jacobs who you didn't extend or you didn't extend. You signed him the franchise tag after the whole, like, run him into the ground last year.
Like ground.
When we thought Zamir White could have been a thing, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so let's end with this. Maybe you'll see us tomorrow. I actually had a super good time doing this today. What is your wild pick for round two tomorrow? Tell me your we know who's drafting where. What do you see happening?
Crazy.
Yeah. Like what's
you
your
know, you mentioned the Eagles taking a wide receiver. Let's go Tank Dell to the Eagles.
Ooh, okay. I like it. So I'm going to go, we're talking about the Raiders. I'm going to go Tanner McKee goes ahead of Will and Hendon tomorrow.
Love it. I love it. Bold call.
Yeah.
But you nailed your quarterback prop bet for tonight. So
yeah, I hope they, it actually helps. I hope Vegas put some lines back up for tomorrow. So we kind of get a feel on where we think guys are going to go. So
Trev, this has been an absolute treat. I really appreciate you sticking with me for over 3 hours. This is wonderful. Yeah. And yeah.
For those who listen to us and now you're lunatics. Thanks for listening to us.
Absolutely.
Greatly appreciate it.
Craziness this late. It's I don't know what time zone you're in there.
I'm in Idaho right now, so I'm okay. It's only 10 o'clock here.
Yeah, I'm just outside Detroit. So
yeah, I don't know where you live. So because I have to hear about how much you don't get to play underdog there. So.
This is let me tell you. All right. Well, on behalf of Trevor, well, we have a couple people on. Where can the fine folks find you and your stuff?
So Twitter, FFC later, this season I'll be at Player Profiler with a bunch of picks for underdog. You can find all my betting picks at Disciplined Degen. It's in my bio. And if you're a degenerate and like baseball, I'm also at Moonshot. We've had a very good baseball season to start. And, I put out betting picks every day through Disciplined Degen. I'm having a ridiculous month. I got murdered today. I'm going to end up down like 4 units today.
Oh, no.
Which is murder. Yeah, it's murder for me. I'm going to be up almost 40 still. So I've had the month of months. I mean, I've done really well the last year, but since I've been able to go like full time and focus on it, I've definitely been able to put the time in, and I've enjoyed it. Bradley, thank you for having me on. I actually, like, this was super fun. And let's chat later. Maybe we'll hook up. I'm going to watch a draft tomorrow, so maybe we'll hook up and talk a little more tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. All right. On behalf of Trevor, I'm Bradley. Until next time, good luck in the fantasy football streets, everyone.
Have a good night.
Embrace all this risk, I'm insane. Talking about that best bill. I'm the best tail into the next world. Guess I got next still. Best bill. I'm the best tail into the next world. Guess I got next still.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.